Don and Mike Show.
Of course, why should you help me? You're only my wife. Listen, if I'm a Major League Baseball player and I'm going up to bat 45 times and I like 35 of them, that's a good batting percentage.
You like 70%.
Yes, I like 70%.
That's not a big winner. That's a C. A great.
A C as in?
A C average.
Let's think of a word that starts with C.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. With Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast from the studios of WNEW, New York, New York. You can still call Don and Mike for free at 877-365-3636.
Word.
But turn your radio down.
That's right.
No calls to rape women.
That's right.
No who would you do calls.
That's right.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
That's right.
No calls to play the name game.
That's
and
right.
No call telling jokes.
Jim Neighbors didn't have any friends, but...
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
That's right.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call the Don and Mike Show anytime for free at 1-877-365-3636. But please, turn your radio down. And no calls to play the name game. No who would you do calls. No calls about rating women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no jokes. That's 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ah. It's so nice to be able to say this all the way in New York City.
Yes.
Spermmeister. Bill Hogberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
He is the Shaw of Sperm. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Special Occasion and all the ships at sea. Hey, you know they're in for a good time in New York because they packed their spankies. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, coast to coast and nationwide via the auspices of Westwood One today from our New York flagship WNEW.
All right.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Your hotline to the hits. As always, we pepper our program with your telephone calls. Today, we are in New York, and about an hour from now, I'll be out at 777 8th Avenue. I've got them right here.
There you go.
My Diane Reed, or Dwayne Reed, which apparently is a
drugstore chain.
A drugstore chain in the New York area.
Your fitted briefs.
My fitted briefs, soft leak guards for maximum protection, now with Omni Odor Guard protection.
Now, you haven't tried them on yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
They're large.
Yeah, well, as you can see, they say large.
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 I hope they fit. Large is, I think that's for the petite male. I think.
Oh, and listen, I am going to be wearing Depend undergarments today, so let me be the one to say, welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
Yes.
Won't you come on in, Don?
Won't you come on in?
I'll be on the street today in
miracles, I guess,
my Depend undergarments, and I will be talking to people.
Still have one.
Look at me.
Step into my heart.
And Mike, I'm going to throw you a couple of I'm a pretty girl.
Oh, very good. I'm a pretty girl is important to say.
I'm going
to
say, let's go, Mets. And remember,
welcome to my world.
We're going to let you take care of this thing.
It's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built
with you in mind.
eyes.
I'm tied on a bullhorn. How you doing, everybody? Hey, the prize patrol's out this afternoon. I want you to look for Nick Sticker this afternoon. Win with a sticker.
Stick with a winner.
Stick with a winner.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know, the boys have gone all out. They got me the official New York City Police Department bullhorn.
Right. May
there
I
you
see?
Go. Of course.
There you go.
Take a look. Have a spin on it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man has lost a bet. I repeat, this man has lost a bet. So come and see him in his Mets face paint and his adult diaper right now.
And again, you'll be able to run that. I think that, does that have some kind of a siren on it or something?
Hello. Sweet. Hello. Move that car. Move that car. Move that car.
You know,
something snoopy.
The boys, when I lose a bet, the boys go all out. You know what I mean? When I lose the bet,
oh, yeah,
we don't
right.
get the little Radio Shack megaphone.
No.
We get the official New York Police Department megaphone.
This is going to be big fun.
We get the extra large fitted briefs. Rob went out and got the professional orange and blue face makeup.
Yes, the Mets colors. And I guess, what are you going to, are you going to do it with one side blue and the other side orange?
Dealer's choice.
I'd like to see one side blue, the other side orange, and then perhaps on one side, you know, an NY for the like the Mets helmet.
Talk to the artist.
You know, Rob, you know, he's got gentle hands. He'll take care of you.
Talk to Leonardo Di Spiwak.
The Spiwakio.
He will be painting me up today, and about an hour from now, we'll be on the street, and the engineering staff here at WNEW, who I guess basically never has anything to do.
Not at all. They just sit here and they drink coffee and fart.
They're very excited that we're actually going to be doing a show down from the street today.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all of the satellite equipment hooked up, and we should have a totally wireless hands-free broadcast originating from 7th Avenue today.
Of course, you won't have to worry about that hands-free because you'll be sedentary for the duration of the hour, basically sitting on your commode.
Yeah, now the only thing that hasn't shown up yet,
right,
is the toilet.
Well, it doesn't matter. As long as you're going to be on some sort of seating device in the adult diaper.
Yeah, the guy from Virginia who said he could get a toilet here, in fact, left the Northern Virginia area about 5 hours ago. So I don't think, unless he's driving as fast as
right
Buzzwood,
sure,
I don't think he's going to make it here, especially to Midtown Manhattan with the toilet. But either way, there will be some kind of a throne downstairs.
And crazy in this city, because the New York City Marathon is this weekend, and I believe the city a little more crowded than even Midtown Manhattan
gets. Yeah.
So a lot of people in town this weekend.
So I'll be out on the street. Listen, we have a call already on the warm line.
Very good.
I already have a call on the warm line back at home. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, dude.
Oh, listen, what a wonderful surprise it is. It's my brother, Jim.
Hey, he lives. He was not murdered in Portland, Maine.
No, huh?
It's my brother, the Umdum Earthdog. Hey, Jimmy, I am just about an hour away from wearing an adult diaper on the streets of New York while I pay off a bet to Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
it obviously meant quite a bit to you, Jimmy.
What's the point?
Well, the point was, you see, we had a bet. I picked the Yankees to win the World Series. Don picked the Mets. The loser of the bet would have to wear the colors of the losing team and put on an adult diaper, a Depend undergarment, and sit out on the streets of Manhattan for an hour.
On the mean streets of New York, just as all of the fine people of Gotham are getting out of work.
Well, that's normal stuff for New York.
You drive all night last night, Jimmy?
No, why?
I'm just curious.
So we
sound a little tired today.
Where are you at now?
I'm a little tired. I'm at home.
Oh, he could be taking his meds.
Yeah.
No, I got to leave for New York or Los Angeles tomorrow, so.
Oh, really?
So you're getting some rest?
Yeah.
And the whole time that you're doing these jobs, driving to Maine and Vermont and driving to California, you're still garnering unemployment, right?
No more. Full-time.
Excuse me?
Oh, he's full-time now. Oh, you're full-time. Congratulations. You're back
right
in the workforce.
Well, that's a happy surprise.
Hello, Mr. Taxpayer.
Yeah.
That's a happy surprise. How did that happen?
Oh, well, Todd offered me the job last week, and I told him, sure, I'll take it.
Right,
you know,
I've
voted for him before. And
the American working man, my brother Jim Umdum.
Yeah. That is fantastic, Jim. I'm glad you're back in the workforce.
Well, thank you.
So listen,
I just took a couple-week vacation. That was it.
We never got to ask you. When you went up to Portland last week and you spent time with that nice man, Charlie, who listens to our show, how did it go? He called us and he said that he had a good time with you and that you mainly talked about Sam and Fran.
No, we did. No, we talked about a lot of things, but everybody has a good time when they're with me. You know that.
But you chose not to spend the night, huh? So you still
We had to be in Bath for early in the morning to unload. So.
And you feared for your life, didn't you, Jim?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, dude. Well, listen. It sounds to me like you're in the zone right now.
Yeah, so, I've been laying around resting up today. So
I bet you have, right?
Yeah, just laying around resting up. I got you, Mr. Spicoli. We'll go put on your poncho and do whatever it is that you do, and you know, just don't get caught.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get caught doing nothing wrong.
Okay, right. You keep unwinding there, Jim.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I wonder if...
You're lonesome tonight.
You're medicating tonight.
In this day and age, you can't even get sick.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. My brother. My brother was on another plane.
He was. He was indeed. You say you're going to wear an adult diaper, sit outside with your face painted blue and orange, and he's like, okay.
Yeah. And?
What else?
And
what's your point?
Yeah, that was it, Buzz. Like, what's your point?
What's your point, dude? You guys do that all the time.
Hey, listen, I do have a pet peeve. I want to ask you guys if you did see American Psycho. I know, though. Everybody,
yes, everybody did their homework assignment.
Yep. Did the homework. But first, I got a pet peeve.
What?
And I noticed it more than ever on the way up here to New York than ever before. It's when you're in the car and you're in a line of traffic and the guy in front of you shoots his windshield washer.
Shoots his wad.
except he shoots the water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He shoots it so hard that it actually goes over the roof of his car. Yeah.
And gets the spooge on you.
And comes down on your car. And I actually had my window down,
right?
Because it was like 60 degrees when we left D.C.,
right.
Had the window down and actually felt this, you know, I'm sure it was just windshield washer stuff,
right?
But can't you control that? can't you make it so that when you do that, you don't...
I don't think he has any control over it whatsoever.
And then the more I thought about it, because I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the George Washington Parkway, I saw virtually every car was doing this. Now, I checked...
And it sprays. It's probably because of the wind.
I checked in my car, and when I did it, it just comes right out of the little noggin, the little hole,
the urethra.
It comes right out of the little penis on my dashboard and goes directly on the windshield,
right.
And none goes on the car behind me.
You know, I have a fondness for this because when I was in high school, you remember the make of car? It's now Nissan, but it used to be Datsun.
Sure.
A buddy of mine had a little Datsun pickup truck, and he had the little wiper squirters that were halfway down the hood that came out at a little metal knob.
Right. Oh, I remember those.
And you could actually turn them clean around. Mm-hmm. And so we would go outside.
So you could spray the car in front of you?
No. We would go outside the Ground Round on a Saturday night, which was the only bar in my town.
The Ground Round.
We would go outside the Ground Round, and there would be people waiting on a Friday night to get in to go to the Ground Round, and we would drive slowly by and hit the white, and it sends out just a pin-thin stream, and people, would be standing 4 feet from the car, and they would not know where it was coming from, but you'd see them all go, ka-ka, like that, and they'd get hit by it, and we did that. That was fun in my town on a Saturday. Me and my friend Joey.
Wasn't the Ground Round a place where you could go and eat peanuts and just throw the shells on the floor?
Yes.
Wasn't that the calling card of the Ground Round?
This Ground Round might not have been one of the chain Ground Rounds, but we did that. We had the Ground Round, the Black Dog Tavern, and the Pumpernickel Pub.
Oh, yeah.
And it might not have been the Ground Round. I think it was the Pumpernickel Pub, because the Pumpernickel Pub was in a strip mall, and we'd drive up next to it, and that was where where they had like live entertainment, so they really would have a line outside, and he would pull up with his Datsun pickup and hit the washer. It was big,
well,
big fun.
All I know is that it was damn irritating.
Yeah, I don't think they can control it.
When I was leaving D.C., and then on the way over today to the WNEW radio station, when Richard, our driver, was bringing me over, again, I had the window open. It's like 55 degrees in New York, and a guy from way up ahead sprayed all over us.
And you sure that was windshield?
That wasn't windshield washer fluid. It's just a pisser, if you'll pardon the pun.
See a guy like in the car in front of you go, ah, shit!
And listen, Broyhill has a new website we're going to be checking out today also.
Okay.
He told me about this website last night. I went on the web. It's amihotornot.com.
Oh, he showed me this. He is going nuts about this.
And what's great about this website is it's just everyday girls.
Right, everyday girls
who
that
are
their pictures.
Posting their pictures, and you get to vote on these girls.
Wow.
You get to rate them from 1 to 10.
It's hysterically funny.
And Broyhill spends most of his time giving girls scores of 1 or less.
Yeah, he and it's limitless. The girls just keep on coming. And every now and then you get one that looks like it might be a staged photo, like somebody got a picture out of a magazine just to upset the apple cart.
So anyway, we'll check that website out, and we have Leah Remini coming on the show today, and we have Bonnie Bernstein coming on the show today.
Oh.
Bonnie Bernstein, who's not a whore,
no,
is coming on the show today. Today. And as I mentioned, most of the show I'll be outside wearing a diaper.
Oh, it's not most of the show. It's just for a paltry hour.
Just for an hour of the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Lunch, 1 hour.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello there.
Hi, how you doing? This is Tabitha. I just wanted to add to your windshield wiper fluid comment that I do that a lot when people are tailgating you. That'll get them off the back of you when you use your windshield wiper fluid. It gets right in the back of their car window, and they'll easily back off of you.
Well, it's an interesting technique if it works like that.
Yeah, but it shouldn't shoot out, though.
You can adjust it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
How do you adjust it?
You take a straight pin, and you put it in the hole, and then you tilt the pin up or down, depending on how high or low you want it to shoot.
And incidentally, that's also a form of birth control.
Yeah. It's a little painful, but it works.
You take a straight pin
and you put it inside the hole.
Put it inside the hole, and then you tilt it up or down. Up or down. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, honey. Goodbye. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey, listen, hold on a second. I know what it is about New York. Mm-hmm. I've had nothing to eat since I've been in New York.
Sir, here's a special message from Manhattan from Don Geronimo. Oh, dear. I think we can sponsor that one.
Thank you. Yeah. www.egars.com.
Definitely down into the primordial ooze.
No, I take it back. I had a bagel with Rob Bay this morning.
A raisin bagel.
Did you have any lunch?
Nope, just a raisin bagel.
Oh, you should always eat lunch.
Yes. That would be it. What, did you have a nice lunch today?
Yes, we had a very nice lunch.
You started it.
Very, very nice lunch.
You brought it up.
We had a nice lunch.
Okay.
All right. No, you.
Did you eat anywhere famous?
Nope.
Not a chain?
Yeah, we did eat a chain.
This is a chain where maybe an Adam Sandler movie was filmed?
Yes, it was. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I gotcha.
It was
okay.
Indeed, he do. It was.
I understand that Charlie Broyhill may have fallen.
We ate at the ground round.
I understand that Charlie Broyhill may have fallen in love with a waitress today.
I think he did. I believe he did. Absolutely.
You know, two waitresses today.
Yeah.
Two waitresses.
Yes, two. I didn't know that he fell in love with the second one until after we'd come back to the studio.
Was that the one you described as having the look of a 12-year-old?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. He was smitten, and we didn't even know. He liked that dumb look. That vacuous, dumb look. I guess that's what did it for Charlie Broyhill.
You know? Well, all I know is that I walk in the studios today, and Buzz is sitting out of his cubicle like the good soldier that he is.
How about that burger we brought back for you?
That was great.
He is preparing his news. I walk in, I said, where is everybody? Buzz says, I don't know.
Buzz was very into his computer. He didn't even know where we were going.
Mike and Rob left, and Charlie left.
That's right.
So I came in, and I got the studio all set up, and I got the return feed going from D.C. And
I didn't know that these boys had left you with to do everything yourself.
No, I got the telephones hooked up and everything, and then I find out that you're all out just having the lunch of your lives today.
Yeah, absolutely, and it was terrific.
Yeah.
It was terrific.
At a chain restaurant.
At a chain restaurant, the Ground Round. Where we took the cab and turned the little squirter around. Squirted people on the sidewalk.
Okay. I don't know why it's a big deal.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
You can say you went there.
We went to Hooters, okay? It was no big deal. It's no big deal.
I know it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. What are you making such a big deal about?
Oh, what am I making such a big deal about it for? I can't see. This 3 seconds before we go on the air. You can't say on the air I went to Hooters.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
You did.
You're a liar.
Yes, you did.
Liar.
Yes, you did. And I wasn't even going to bring it up.
Liar.
You brought up lunch today.
Liar.
You brought up lunch.
Stop stretching the truth so bad. I didn't know Charlie was in love with that one waitress, though. I really didn't.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Two of them.
She was actually, she appeared to be somewhat comatose. And then at the end, he says, I liked her.
Which one? There were two waitresses that he liked, right?
Well, there was our waitress who waited on us, and then there was the girl that was, you saw her, Rob, sort of standing in the corner in a coma.
Her?
Yeah, that's who Charlie said he liked.
She was a dullard.
Yeah, well, that's why he liked her.
You know, you generally like somebody like yourself.
Right.
That's the way it goes. over at the restaurant next door, Hooters.
Yeah. Well, we have two choices, basically, when we're strapped for time. We have either the Hooters, which is right underneath the building, or we have the real nice place,
right,
which is the Red Eye Grill.
Right.
We shouldn't give them a plug, though, because we tried to get into the Red Eye Grill, and they weren't having any of it. Rob?
We'll go tomorrow. I couldn't get in touch with Kenny.
He said, what did they say? There was a line outside the door?
Line outside the door.
You know, you'd think, Rob tries to, mention that we are with the Don and Mike show. And it carries
zero weight. Right, absolutely not.
So we go downstairs and we go to Hooters, and I didn't have any idea that Charlie was even aware of this other waitress. The waitress that waited on us was a very nice girl.
Yes.
And then...
Now, somebody told me was she a German chick?
Well, her name was... Rob, what was her last name?
Goose.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me she had the umlaut?
Yeah, her name is actually spelled with an umlaut.
An umlaut, that's two little dots over like a U. Goose.
Umlaut. But we did tell all of them that they should come outside because it's right down at the bottom, and come outside about 4:30.
Thanks. Thanks very much. I appreciate that.
I said there's one of our merry crew. Actually, two of our merry crew are not here. One guy's doing the news, and the other guy is getting ready to wear an adult diaper.
Thanks.
I didn't say that.
Thanks.
I didn't do that. I may have mentioned it briefly.
And then if the girls from Hooters do come out, I'll just say, hi, I'm the guy wearing the diaper, and this was the guy who was afraid to say on the radio that he had lunch at Hooters because he was afraid his wife would get mad at him. That's okay.
Well, that's certainly out of the bag now, isn't it? Absolutely.
Okay. Did you do your homework?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch the American Psycho?
Yes, I have several thoughts on American Psycho.
Okay, you know,
and I'm being honest about this.
I discussed it yesterday. I said I love the movie, except maybe I am.
There were a lot of words like fag and gay bandied about yesterday, and then I didn't realize that the movie that you gave us a homework assignment for was as gay as it was. Very gay.
You think that movie was gay?
Extremely so.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely so.
Listen, what about...
Lots of guys naked, lots of guys dancing in their underwear. Underwear, lots of guys showering,
but there was lots
of guys running around.
But wait a minute, there was lots of killing in that movie, though.
There was killing interspersed with guys. Now, I mean, I'm saying this as a secondary thought. The primary thought was try to figure out the movie and figure out what's going on.
I just wanted to know if you could figure out the end of the movie.
There was a caller, this is not my original thought, there's a caller that called yesterday and said that it was his opinion that this... At the end, to make the movie make sense, you have to realize that all of this killing has been in the guy's mind, and I'll tell you why I think that's true. I think that everything he's doing, his conversations and his murders and who he's having interaction with, dumping his fiance, all this stuff, he's doing... He's living a fantasy life. This is not... Remember when she discovers the paper at the very end?
Right.
It's got all that horrible killing and dismembered bodies.
You mean
that
secretary?
Little doodling? Yeah,
the
doodling.
Yeah.
I think that's all in his head. And especially the one scene early in the movie where she walks in and he says, don't wear that outfit again. Wear heels. Wear a dress. And he tells her... That would just never happen. You wouldn't see that happen it would be part of his fantasy that he's telling her what he really wants to do. Just like when he walks into the Chinese laundry, he says, I'm going to kill you. Or he says to the waitress at the bar, he says, I'm going to stab you to death and then play with your blood.
If, in fact, the whole thing was a fantasy, why don't they dumb it down then? For guys like me who watched the very end of the movie and went, Huh?
Well, I think the only reason I got it, if I'd watched the movie and not been hip to all the conversation that you were having yesterday, I wouldn't have watched it as acutely as I did, realizing that that movie, you know, if you pay attention from the very beginning, it actually makes sense. If you're just watching it, expecting it to be a normal killer movie, then you're not going to get it.
But isn't the killing part great, though?
Oh, the killing part's incredible.
When he puts on that raincoat and he turns on
he is scary, like, on his own. He's scary when you just see the guy, like, when he's sitting there and he's talking to people. He's having conversations with his buddies. His buddies who, now, also, don't they go to a gay bar in the beginning of the movie?
Yes, a couple of times.
They go to a couple of gay bars. All his friends.
Lost on me.
His friends are all gay.
You mean all of
all those boys, pretty boys, seem to be gay.
The one guy who he was going to strangle in the bathroom.
Paul Allen.
That guy's bi. The guy with the red hair combed down the middle.
Oh, no, that's the guy. That's he's bi.
He's at least bi because...
But, I mean, that's a gay scene where they go to a gay bar, and all the boys seem to be gay.
What is it about me? I watched the whole movie. I didn't even notice the gayness of the movie.
That's disturbing.
I really didn't notice it.
It was very gay, the movie. It had lots of gay undertones to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The makeup in the beginning, for example. The
like his, look at his routine. Mm-hmm. He puts well, Buzz, you do that too, don't you?
Not quite.
Don't you remember when Buzz actually had some kind of a reaction because Buzz put that goo on his face?
I mean, the guy wears a face peel. He puts a face peel on, and then he's got that shiny.
Well, hold on, listen. That makes him a fag because he puts on a face peel?
No, it makes him. It's not. I don't think he's necessarily a fag. But
does it make it a fag movie?
I think he goes to a gay bar
twice
in the movie.
I didn't even notice that. I really didn't.
You thought those were women in that bar?
I don't even know what scene you're talking about.
Early in the movie.
Here's all that we say for the movie. The guy puts on a raincoat and chops a guy's head off.
Well, you told us to watch it and try to figure it out.
Right.
Just try to figure out the end.
Well, but I mean, I became aware right away that this movie was kind of gay. I mean, it is kind of...
I didn't notice the gayness in it. I only noticed the killing in it. That's all I noticed.
It was...
But then again, I didn't have lunch at Hooters today.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe I am gay. I don't know. Maybe that means I am a big fagolo.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, what did you think?
I thought the guy did do the killing, and that the name discrepancies that we were talking about yesterday was him taking on the persona, or at least the names, of some of his victims. I thought that's what that was about. And as far as the ending goes, he said it's all pointless. It all, everything I've done is meaningless, and then it goes to credits.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Professor Backwards. That means nothing. I don't understand one goddamn thing you just said.
Well, that's what guy said at the end of the
movie. Robbie.
The only thing that I took away from it is that everyone that's in that shallow profession is virtually, they can be replaced with anyone else and no one cares.
I did think that it was an indictment of that element, that Wall Street element of New York, where, hey, we got reservations, a lot of stuff about the table, a lot of stuff about, what apartment you have. It was definitely, they were speaking to the shallowness of the existence in certain parts of the city.
Here's a guy who says, we got it wrong. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Buzz and Rob are the closest.
Thanks a lot, pal. You got it all figured out.
Yeah, definitely do.
Okay, go ahead.
It's all a commentary on the material.
Hold on, Mike's got a message for you. Hold on, Mike's got a New York message for you.
Hey, here you go, Gene Siskel.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on. www.egars.com.
I think I have that one.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
All right.
Nice one.
Thank you, Mary. That was for you, sir.
Very nice one.
Thank you.
Dedicated that to the girls at Hooters. Well, that's some Hooters food coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Don.
Okay, what?
They all, Buzz had it right when he was saying how they had everybody was replaceable with each other.
That wasn't.
That's why they got the names mixed up.
That was Rob.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
I'm glad you're paying attention, pal.
Very insightful. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
So my only point is, I watched the movie. I liked the movie. I didn't notice it was a gay movie or not. I just didn't understand the ending. Don't look at me in that tone of voice when I said I didn't know if it was a gay movie or not.
Sometimes we wish this is TV because that can't translate on the radio.
No, it can't. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Raised eyebrows.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
The reason why there's a lot of naked guys in the movie is because it was directed by a woman.
Oh. All right, thank you.
All right.
Whatever. Thank you.
You know, I will tell you this, and this will make me sound gay, not that there's anything wrong with that, the guy was obviously...
really well built. Unbelievable.
You're a fag.
Well,
you call me a fag.
Well, you know, because I'm trying to lose weight and work out, and I'm in the gym a lot, and I really admire a guy that can keep himself in that kind of condition.
You're calling me gay. Jesus.
Well, you see so much of his body.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello. All right, your time is up. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, you guys are real close. Now, Don, I know you hate books. But,
Says I hate, who says I hate books?
Well, I heard you saying that you hate the book guys that we're calling in, but you guys are real close with the idea.
John, I know you hate books.
Book hater.
I know you hate to read. The guys are all just real self-absorbed.
I would say, I'd make a bet. I'd be willing to make a bet that Don reads more books than anybody in this room.
But that's right. Of course, a lot of them are Star Trek books.
Doesn't matter.
Books are books. Star Trek books, Batman books.
You read, what, two books on every vacation you go on? Three books?
I'm reading the new Elmore Leonard book right now.
Right.
Called Pagan Something.
Yeah, see?
It's a good book.
That's literature.
So, you know what I don't like, and this is what I addressed yesterday. I don't like the fact that the movie was based on a book, and people were calling me and saying, hey, you would figure this out if you had read the book.
Right.
Because I hadn't read the book.
Shouldn't have to for a movie.
Right.
So what? Go ahead.
I'm breaking up.
No, you're not. We can hear you perfectly well.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are right about it. They're all self-absorbed yuppies. They're all into themselves, and that's why into like makeup and working out every day. But the deal is that they get sick and tired of knowing who each other are. They always ask.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye. F you. Mm.
I thought the movie was a bit of a farce too. I mean, it definitely has that comedy undercurrent there, where it's kind of silly, and they are making fun of New York. I mean, they really are. Whoever did that movie didn't like New York a whole hell of a lot.
What about when he's got the two girls in his apartment and he's talking about Phil Collins, Genesis,
and he holds up the album.
The song "In Too Deep" is a masterpiece of our times and relationships. No, Crystal, no. Get on your knees.
Right. It was weird. And then, then they both look at each other and like, let's run. Let's get out of here.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the homework, guys.
Well, it was fun. It was a fun movie to watch.
Very interesting.
You know what I did? I nodded off for just a second. I missed the scene that Rob was talking about, the one with the nail gun. I missed that scene.
Oh, that's where he
fell asleep.
That's scary. The secretary?
Yeah.
He invites her up to his apartment.
Oh, the blonde secretary.
Yeah, and he is standing an inch behind her with this giant nail gun ready to put it through her head.
Oh, no.
And then at the last minute, he changes his mind and he lets her go.
That secretary was a tad abused, I think.
She was. What, Robbie?
One other thing.
What?
And watching it made me realize that the guy that he killed on the plastic, was it Paul Allen?
Paul Allen, right.
His name is Jared Leto, and he went to 7th and 8th grade with me. That's all.
Wow. You mean the guy that was in the movie?
Yeah, I doubt he'd remember me, but I looked in my 7th and 8th grade yearbook.
Was that guy, his character, was that real hair, do you think, or was he wearing some kind of weird wig?
He had long hair in intermediate school, so it could have been his real hair. But a shout out to my friend Jared Leto.
All right, was he gay?
Yeah. Screaming homosexual.
You seem to be a bit focused on that topic.
Well, no, I'm focused on it because we're talking about this movie, and the movie has gay undertones. They go to a gay bar.
I see the movie as one of the most violent movies I've ever seen, and you see it as the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Absolutely. I bet I would lay odds, and we should have some people, the gay members of our audience should call and let us know if that movie has a following in the gay community. I would lay dollars.
And I would like all the murderers in our audience to call and tell us
if
that movie has a following among the mass murderers in our audience.
He is scary just sitting there when that look on his face. I mean, he could be a good psycho on another movie.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey,
hello.
It's them. I got on.
Yeah, you're on.
Yes, I have to tell something to Mr. Buzz Burbank.
No, stop. Voice. Stop. Real voice, please.
Come on. Goodbye. Yeah. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
I would like to stir some soup.
You would like to stir some soup? Beautiful, honey.
What's that in the background? A blender?
Turn your radio down, please.
All right.
Thank you. What's your name, honey?
Kim.
Oh, Robbie thinks this is a man.
I think he might be right.
Is this a guy?
No.
Oh, hold on. I got a New York message for you. Hold on.
Here we go again.
Is that sponsorable?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, egars.com. Just keep in mind, I've been in New York for 4 hours now. Two farts already.
Do you know, I realized what I used as a condiment today, because I'm trying to eliminate the mayo, and I didn't want to put that French's mustard on my chicken sandwich.
What did you use?
Beans.
Oh, well, there you go.
Like baked beans.
Hooters beans. I used
Hooters baked beans as a condiment.
And yes, we're all in agreement that you are, in fact, a man.
No.
Yes, you're a man, baby.
I'm a female.
No, you're a man.
I'm a female.
You're a man.
5'3", 135, 36 B bra, 5'7" in panties. I don't think so.
Oh, I think you're a man.
No.
Are you a big woman?
No. 5'3"?
5'3", but I mean, are you fat?
135 pounds.
Oh, all right.
What's your name? What's your name, sir?
Kim. My name is Kim.
Tim?
And, sir, where are you?
Oh, my God.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Green Belt, Maryland.
Okay.
All right, you want to stir the soup?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, then. Hello? And he hung up.
He's gone.
Yeah, that was a guy. Hey, bro.
Oh,
hey,
dear.
We're gonna have to.
Hey.
Delete that out again.
Hold on.
That was definitely a guy.
This person called a couple of times yesterday, also with kids in the back seat of the car.
Oh my God!
After we said it's a guy, the guy said, "Hey, M-F-O," and then we deleted that out. Then he said, "I wanna F Frida."
Oh God!
Really had to.
So that was the same line, right?
Yeah, same guy. I didn't disconnect him at all.
Good call, Rob.
Same guy. All right, listen. Let's do a break here, fellas, and then we're gonna talk to Leah. Then I gotta get made up.
Yeah, go down on the street.
Put my diaper on.
It's almost time.
Phone number 877-365-3636. A prize package selected especially for you if you're the 100th caller right now.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
So I thought that we would act like we'd been together the night before and had sex, and you left something at my apartment, but then it turns out to be totally innocent.
Brooke, that was my idea.
But I'm on first. Too bad.
But it's really my idea.
But I'm on first. What did she say?
What a...
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and here we are with call number 100. What's the deal with this thing? Go!
Hey!
There you go. Call 100 time, and here it is. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
100th caller?
Right, what's your name?
Greg Robinson.
Why am I getting a computer sound effect here?
Warning, Will Robinson. Danger, danger.
Where the hell is that coming from?
I'm on a cell phone.
You what?
I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, but it sounds like someone's connecting to the internet.
No, it's not me.
Is this Jim still on the line? Hold on, let me put you on hold for a minute.
Oh, boy.
Let me see.
Yeah, didn't it
sound like a fax connection?
Yes.
Or a computer, either one.
Hold on, hello? Same guy.
That's you.
All right, it's you. Listen, what's your name?
Greg.
All right, Greg, you won the Foo Fighters prize pack. There it is again. No, that sounds like an internet connection, not a fax machine.
Yeah, it does, absolutely.
Don't miss the Foo Fighters Foo for You concert live on Cox Cable pay-per-view Friday night at 10, courtesy Cox Cable.
Cox Cable.
Right.
Don't get that down here.
Okay, of course you don't.
Thank you, Greg. Give it a rest, okay?
Thank you. You know, this has got to be the only show in the world. This has got to be the only show. Hold on. Mike has something to say to you.
This is for Greg.
This is for you, Greg. That's strong, Mike.
Wow.
Now, hey, hold on.
www.egars.com. This has got to be the only show in the world where a guy calls in on a crappy phone where it sounds like he's getting on the internet at the same time as he's calling. We give him a prize, and he says,
I don't have that.
We don't get Cox Cable down here.
That's rude.
Rude,
just like somebody breaking wind into a microphone.
Now, come on, listen, you yokel. Don't you hear that sound?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Now it seems
it's
to
not
be,
mine.
Now it seems to be gone again.
All right.
It's not from my end.
Right. Well, listen, that sound just was from Mike's end. And thank you for listening, even though you don't appreciate this great prize we just gave you.
Okay. All right.
F you.
Where are you calling from, Greg?
Greenville.
Shocker.
Of course, Greenville. Thank you.
Hold on. Hey, I'm not the local, though.
Oh, you're not? Where are you from originally? Oh.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well,
enough said. Thank you. Jesus. She's F you. I mean it. I know it's not how you're supposed to talk to a listener of your radio show, but...
No, but I mean, you know,
F you.
We just like a little give and take, you know, when we're giving away a nice prize.
Goddamn idiot. You give him a prize, we don't get Cox Cable down here.
Okay, all right.
Joining us, I hear it, but it ain't coming on my end of the phone.
Yeah, you know, it's always important to remember he called us.
Right. Hello, Leah?
Yeah?
Here she is now, everybody, the star of TV's King of Queens, the lovely Leah Remini. Leah, I understand you called Charlie this week and you requested an appearance on the show.
No. Yes. Didn't we talk about...
Huh?
Hey.
So it begins.
We talk about last week when we talked...
Do you have a cold?
Allergies. Didn't you say... I'm going to call you Tuesday. This was when the Ricky Lake thing aired.
Oh, right.
That's right. We were supposed to call
you.
We were supposed to call you.
Call me Tuesday,
right.
and we'll talk about it, and we'll take some calls from your listeners to see if they like
the
show.
Leah, we're in your hometown again today.
I know. But you know what? It sounds weird.
It sounds different on the phone?
Totally different.
Well, it must be because we're in a different studio. Do you want to talk to listeners about Ricky Lake's appearance?
Yeah, but how come you didn't call?
How come we didn't call?
Right.
Well, two reasons.
Yeah.
First... We kind of forgot.
Oh, all right.
And second, you know, I don't want you to get mad at me.
Okay.
I don't like Ricky Lake.
You don't like her personally?
I didn't like her on your show.
Really?
Really, I didn't.
Because I got totally different feedback from people.
I didn't. And I mean, obviously it didn't matter because you guys still won your time slot. You're still, I think you're like the number 21 rated show last week.
Tell me, what did you think, Mike?
I thought she was okay, but I think, as I've thought from the very beginning, you know, it's always been my feeling, and maybe we're a little defensive because we know you,
right?
That, you know, certain things don't need that kind of help, and I know they do that in television, I know they do that in serial television, drama
right.
and comedy, that they bring other people in there. It was just, nothing changed my mind on that count that you know, that show works, and that show has been successful because of your immediate cast.
Right.
You, Kevin, Jerry, and, you know, and that's the nucleus of the show.
And the colored guy.
And, you know, that's the reason.
Don, don't say that.
He was very nice to me. What's his name?
Deacon.
Victor.
Right, yes.
Victor.
He gave me a ride in his nice car. You know, he's a beautiful Audi.
Oh, does he really?
Rob.
What?
Don.
Yes.
Don't say that.
I mean, I'm kidding. Come on.
But say you're sorry. That's not nice.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, he wouldn't do that for many people.
No, just for my
I know, and that's why right. and that's why I love Don.
For my mommies.
By the way,
yes.
Can I thank you for my beautiful collar that you gave to my doggy?
Honey, don't thank me. Thank Frida. That was Frida that got
it. Both of you I'm thanking.
Well, and listen, I want to say something else to you, too.
What?
You know that Leah has her website where she sells jewelry and stuff like that?
LeahandJackie.com, right?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, Mike, for the plug.
Well, listen, we've plugged it plenty of
times. No, because I tell you, a lot of people... And I want to read some of the emails because some of them are about your son.
Okay. My wife said she was on there trying to buy something and the credit card thing didn't go through.
About my son?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, here's all I wanted to tell you is that Frida actually bought something off your site. It was a purse, like a leopard skin purse.
Right.
And when we were out in California, not to get back to your mom again, but I'm going to get back to your mom, that one of the things your mom said to me was, how come you don't push her other business? And I said to your mom, we have promoted the business. My wife bought something. We promote it all the time.
Right.
And then your mom said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when Frida just got the box the other day in the mail with the purse that she ordered, which she loves, there was a letter inside, and the letter said, it seemed to be a form letter, sorry we're so late getting this out to you. We didn't realize we would have this tremendous response, and we're backed up in filling the order.
Hey, is that true, Leah? That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, because the bags are special order. I mean, we don't just have them sitting in a box somewhere.
Do you make them? Are they made in sweatshops?
No, honey, we make them.
Oh, you make them yourselves.
Anyway, that's part of the problem.
I thought it was a good sign that, you know, your mom was busting my balls a little bit.
Totally. But my mother doesn't know that she was asking, but she was busting your balls, and you did the absolute right thing.
Yeah, and you guys, you're doing some business on your website now,
yes,
right?
We are, and thanks to you guys. Thank you.
You know what?
Once again, you're welcome.
I observed something with my wife.
Thank you.
The other night, we're watching TV, and I was my back was turned. I was looking at the kids, and
you have crossover appeal for men and women, and I can tell because Laura grabbed my shoulder and said, hey, look whose commercial's on, and there was your Quaker State commercial.
There I was, baby.
Absolutely.
You know what I never asked you? Were you a scab when you did that commercial?
What does that mean?
You know, because SAG was on strike.
No. Do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I wouldn't show up until they signed a letter with SAG saying they agree to whatever SAG negotiates with the actors.
Beautiful. God, hey, that's waiting. That's going the
end. And I wouldn't even show up until I had that letter faxed to me at my house.
Cool. Well, good. Good for you. So you support the union. Good.
You're damn right I do.
Good.
But you want to know something? Why do you know about this, like, as an actor? Like, say we don't work for 6 months or something?
Yes.
We're screwed.
Oh, absolutely.
We're screwed out of our health fund, out of our
pension,
you know,
and welfare, right.
What?
All the pension and welfare and
the
all
medical. The medical, the benefits.
Well,
don't you think somebody should be outraged about that?
You're an artist, honey. Besides, you're a working actor. What do you care about the rest?
That's my point. When I'm not working, they're going to say, you're not eligible. Well, when the hell do I need it?
Listen, there's not going to be...
Not when I'm not... When I'm working, I can pay for a friggin' doctor.
There's not going to be a time when you're not working. Don't worry about it.
But I'm not talking about me. I'm sorry, like my friend Jackie, who needs to get a job in 3 days or her medical insurance is going
to
run out.
Well, tell her to make more beads and sell more beads on
your
website.
Honey, that's not the point. Do you know what kind of dues we pay?
Yeah, hold on. We talk about the union a lot.
Hold on. I got a message. Oh, Leah, don't be offended by this. Hold on.
Right. John has a message.
Hold on.
Right,
it's not for you, Leah.
This is right on microphone.
All right. What's the message?
It wasn't very strong.
Why did you take it out? What are you doing, farting?
Yeah.
See, that was the show.
That one
she
was
has
not...
eyes in the studio.
That show needs to be louder.
That was not sponsorable. We have a sponsor for our farts. Hey Leah,
what
did you say someone emailed you about my kid?
I'm going to read them to you next time I have them. I'm going to have Jackie pull them up off the website.
Wait, what are people emailing you about my kid?
I think we should read them on the air.
Mm. All right. I'm telling you, he's a wonderful boy.
I didn't say he wasn't wonderful.
Okay, well,
but he has a tone with me.
A tone.
A tone. Don't take a tone with me.
A tone with you. Okay, well, listen, if anybody wants to tell Leah what they thought of...
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's open up the lines.
Isn't there any calls?
Well, no, I don't know. See, we're in New York. We're not in our regular studio. So
I know, but New York, these are our best fans in New York.
877-365-3636. If you saw King of Queens with Ricky Lake, Leah would like... now, do you want honest feedback, or do you want
honest feedback, but I will also want people to understand that when somebody comes into a situation that's already... We've been here for 3 years.
She would probably like some gratuitous ass kissing to go along with the truth.
Yeah, I think for every, like, if somebody's brutally honest.
I'm just saying, let's not be too hard of it, you know what I mean? Because I think she's so sweet. If you just knew, oh my God, she's a doll.
And let's be honest, Leah, you know, this tough exterior hides a very fragile woman. And you are fragile. You're an actress. You're sensitive.
I am.
So people just can't call and, you know, and be nasty.
All right, how do I conference these together, Robbie? All right, do that, and then you just press this right here.
Uh-huh.
All right, Leah, these are on-screen calls. Hello.
Okay.
You're on with Our Love, Leah Remini. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Did you see the show?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, I'm a regular watcher. It wasn't a bad episode, but I think she kind of took away from it a little bit, you know?
Mm. Right.
It wasn't the same show.
Honey, right. I'm doing a live interview right now.
All right, thank you. Well, there's some feedback for you.
Honey, wait, I didn't say...
Hold on. You want to speak to your fan? This is obviously a big fan of the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for watching the show.
Right. Yeah, I'm a regular listener. And I mean, it was like a regular episode. It was a real good episode. Just I think she took away from the core, like Mike was saying, of the cast a little bit.
But you don't think that in time that you guys will start to, like, accept her? Right now, it's a new person. If it was anybody, don't you think you'd be like, oh, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to keep watching, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
I love it.
We're not asking anybody to turn your show off, for goodness sakes. Even if Ricky Lake is on.
All right.
We're still asking them to watch the show. Okay?
All right.
All right, let me take it.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, I just hung up on you. Or maybe you're on the... Are you still there?
Still there.
Hold on. What?
Hey, I saw you at the Monday night game.
Thank you.
Guess who else was there?
I don't know.
He's recorded Rob's.
Oh, Christ. I just hung up on her. Can you get her back on the phone, Charlie?
He's on it.
I just hung up on her. Leah?
Welcome back.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, Jesus, what am I doing? Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jeremy from Woodbridge. Yes. I just wanted to say that I love the show.
This isn't Jeremy from New York, right?
No, it's right. Jeremy from Woodbridge.
Okay. Hold on, I got Leah back. Leah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm operating a phone system that's not my normal one.
We have the studio. Things always go wrong there.
Well, you know, we're in a foreign environment here. We don't come up here enough to be comfortable.
All right. We got another viewer of King of Queens on the phone. Hello, you're on with Leah.
Yeah, I love the show.
Thank you.
I actually hadn't watched it too many times before, but because Ricky Lake was going to be on it, and I wanted to watch it, and I wanted to hate it, I ended up watching it, and I liked it. I just wish Charlie Sosa would have been on it.
Charlie Sosa, please.
He would have been great. He could have been a Ricky Lake.
Okay, knock it off, please. Leah, that wasn't a serious call.
Okay,
there's a lot of tomfoolery and hijinks out there.
All right, let me try another one of these lines.
All right, okay.
Okay, here we go. Hello. Don and Mike, you're on with Leah.
Hello.
Yes. You're on with Leah.
Hello. Yeah, I think the show's great. I think you're great. I think the new lighter hair you got going looks great. You're
cute, Tony. Oh, come on.
Well,
they know people are listening to your show, so they're going to try.
Guy call for a plug. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I thought it was a great showcase for you, Leah. When you went back to school, I thought that should be it for your Emmy reel.
Oh, Mommy, thank you.
No, it's me. I mean, I'm not your mommy. But I love you so, and listen.
I think we've got a legitimate fan here, Leah.
Listen to this ass kissing you're getting.
I loved you since Saved by the Bell. I loved you when you were Carla Tortelli's daughter.
Right.
I thought you were so good on that. And I thought your mother in real life is sort of like Carla, and it's kind of cute.
Thank you.
And I think you're adorable.
I appreciate that.
And I think you're the only woman who Don and Mike respect on this show. I know they.
I respect my wife.
Sorry, except for Frida.
Right.
There you go.
I respect my wife, too.
And Mike does, and Rob does. That's true. Right. But
Rob doesn't respect any woman. He calls all women whores.
Hold on, you know what?
Does he? Who does?
Rob does.
Rob calls women whores on the show.
Rob?
He does. Hey, Rob, call this lady who's calling right now a whore.
Hey, lady! You're a whore!
Come on, Rob, we get
no respect on this show, and I want you to say something.
Rob, that is unacceptable.
I'm talking here.
Rob,
shut up.
Rob is like this, Leah. He is always like this to every woman on this show.
Can I tell you something? I am so taken aback. Rob is the sweetest person I've
ever. No.
I cannot believe I'm hearing this, Rob.
Leah, Rob is a hate monger.
Leah, you have identified
Rob,
the core evil member of our staff.
Rob is a hate monger.
I am disgusted in you right now. I've never heard you just call that woman a whore.
I was told to call her a whore. I'm a liar.
Rob, don't do what you're told. What are you, a little puppy?
Yeah, right. And what does he call his wife? And he's got a baby
he's
on the way.
He's a pigeon to his wife. Rob, where is this coming from?
I'm a loving person. I love
people.
He's the devil incarnate, Leah.
He's a hate monger.
It's peer pressure.
I'm going to hate
him. It's
human pressure.
I'm hanging up on you now.
I am going to kick your ass, Rob.
Okay, hold on. Everybody hold on, please. Leah, are you still there?
Honey.
Hello. Now listen.
Rob, I am disgusted in you. Do you know, I have a picture of you being embarrassed around me with your face all red from being so shy, and I find that you're calling women whores.
He only does it when they really deserve it.
True.
There's a popular movement, Leah, of people that listen to the show that believe that Rob is the Antichrist.
Oh, my God. They're calling me on set. I got to call you back in 5 minutes.
Hold on. I'm going to be on the street. One more call for you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don't F it up. You're on with Leah. Hello.
Yeah, Leah.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, I didn't see the show, but I just want to tell you are one nice POA.
What does that mean? Piece of ass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a high compliment.
That's a wonderful compliment.
Is that something nice to say to a woman?
Oh, come on.
I'm a nice piece of ass.
You are so much better than Elizabeth Berkley.
But honey, what does that mean?
Are you still on the POA thing?
Is she the one who's in Showgirls?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Berkley?
What does that mean though? I'm a nice piece of ass.
I meant you're a nice person.
There you go, honey. That's a nicer thing to say.
Right, Leah, we love you.
Okay, love you guys.
Love
Have
you.
Fun in your diaper, Bubby.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
Rob, you're in trouble, mister.
No.
You're in big trouble.
No, come on.
Goodbye, love you guys.
Bye, love you.
Bye, Leah.
There she is. One great piece of ass.
She is so much fun.
Leah Remini.
You like the way I ratted you out there, Rob?
Thanks,
it was
Mike.
Rob. Rob did it. Rob.
Thank you.
Rob. Oh, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hi there.
I'm just kind of surprised at you guys, man.
Why, man?
Why didn't you ask Leah about Lark Voorhees?
That's right.
Who?
Mark Voorhees.
She plays Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell. This guy's asked about her in the past.
Listen, I don't know. You're the only
guy. Shut up, pussy.
You're the only
guy. Oh, Rob, you're taking it from all sides today.
That's the only guy I know who really watches Saved by the Bell seriously.
Wow.
Besides Rob.
Saved by the Bell.
Hello.
Saved by the Bell, Zon.
Whore!
Don and Mike, hello. You think so, Charlie? That was the angry black guy? Really? And furthermore, Charlie thinks the lady who was calling Leah was the share lady.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Could have been and probably.
Okay, you combine those two words, right? It could have been probably.
Could have probably.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Hi, this is Ben from Norwalk.
Hello, Ben.
I thought Leah was calling
I'm
back.
I'm calling from, I listened to you on WNEW.
Right, we appreciate that.
I wanted to call you yesterday in regards to your questions on American Psycho.
I believe we've answered those questions.
Did you answer it today? Because yesterday everybody seemed clueless.
Yes, well, we all saw the movie, and Mike has figured out that I'm a fag.
How's that?
That is what Mike figured out, because Mike thinks it's a very gay movie.
Okay, not having seen the movie, but I read the book.
Okay. Immediate disqualification. Goodbye.
He didn't like the joke.
Goodbye. Robbie, are you ready to paint my face?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do a break.
Very good.
We'll come back. Robbie can paint my face. I'll put on the diaper.
Right.
And then we'll go downstairs and we'll get this goddamn bet out of the way before Bonnie Bernstein, who incidentally is another piece of ass.
Now, just put it around.
Comes by.
Put a little circle so it's not on his hairline.
Listen, right. Whatever you like.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. At your discretion. I don't want it to be that horrible a day for you.
All right. Thank you, Leah Remini.
Just a little horrible.
Thank you, everybody. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
With the legendary board work and Jim McClure back at home.
My finger got cold.
You know, he's got no problem deleting stuff out on this show.
His bony fingers work good on that button.
But he sure does have a problem getting the elements right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I want to speak to Don.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
But hi,
hurry.
Don.
I'm about to put my diaper on and have my face made up.
Well, I'm picturing that.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you the other day when I was listening to your show and you and Freda got in that fight about the guy who messed up your lawn.
Yes, yes.
It was our anniversary. My husband and I were listening to you, and I was so on your side. I think that she shouldn't have gotten mad. I would have been all pissed off.
Well, you know, thank you for bringing it up again. It's taken nearly...
Well, I didn't mean to get you upset.
No, I'm not upset. It's taken nearly 2 days for things to get back to a semblance of normalcy in my house.
Oh, well, that happens if you bring stuff up on the air.
Which is why I haven't brought that topic back up on the air again, but thank you. I appreciate your support.
And, you know, I just wanted to tell you that my husband turned me on to your show, and at noon I am always there. I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you that. I would have been all over that guy. I would have been...
Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, I don't want to continue that argument, but thank you. Where are you calling from?
I won't. I just wanted to say you guys are great, and I love you.
Where are you calling from?
Post Falls, Idaho.
Idaho. Beautiful. Gotcha.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Ricky Lake thing earlier, and just wanted to share a little brush with greatness, I guess you'd call it.
Rob, what would you like to say?
She's in Idaho!
No, she's not a whore. Shut the hell up. I ran into her down at the...
Hold on. Hey,
chatterbox.
You don't even know what Rob's talking about. He's talking about the last woman who called who's from Idaho.
Oh, yeah, she was a whore. but getting back to Ricky Lake, Kelly Jesse, whatever her name is, ran into her down at the Atlanta airport, and, you know, just wanted to walk up and say and enjoyed her.
Explain the comment, Ricky Lake, I don't know, Sally Jesse, whatever. What do you mean?
All these little daytime shows are the same. Makeover show here, divorce show there, cheating on my boyfriend, but I want to bring in his new girlfriend to surprise him. It's all the same.
Yes, but for someone who's running those shows down, you sure do seem to know a lot about them.
Oh, yeah. I'm unemployed, and I sit at home all day, so I have to watch all that crap.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, see her, you know, over there at the terminal waiting, and go up to her and just say, you know, enjoy your show and whatnot.
whatnot.
You know, let me just
show about the.
That's always a dead giveaway that you got an idiot on the phone if the guy says whatnot.
I enjoy your show and whatnot.
Yes, exactly. Especially the Albano transsexual show. That was really good. Especially the surprise.
And hey, listen, is the end of this call going to be that Ricky Lake was rude to you?
No, she was really great, and actually a friend of mine is like a super mark for Ricky Lake, so I asked her, I said, can we get this guy on the phone and, you know, maybe say hello to him? She said, sure. So she took the phone from me, and you know what happened after that? She threw it out the damn window, you jackass.
I knew that was coming.
Okay.
You lose.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Howdy, Donna Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello there.
Howdy, I was just going to say, you were talking about the windshield washer deal earlier, what we used to do.
What was that first part? I didn't hear that.
We were talking about what?
Windshield washers.
Windshield washers.
Yes. There was an R in there, and I got confused.
What about windshield washers?
Well, on the old hunting trucks, we used to always just take that hose off the wiper arm and run it through the dash, and then you could put your favorite whiskey in there. Ain't no one ever needed a shot out hunting. You just hit the old wiper washer there.
All right, got you. Thank you, my friend.
Very clever, boys.
let me see if we can go outside. Is Pete set for us now outside? Hello, test Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe you're listening to the sounds of New York City.
You are. We do have the wireless microphone set up downstairs. Peter Johnson is all set outside.
He's riding in his fire engine.
Is he up here?
Pete's inside. I just saw him out there.
Well, go send him down.
But I heard somebody talking.
Hello?
Hey, anybody down there?
Did we just leave the equipment down on the street?
Oh, my God, no. There's no way they do that.
Hi, Charlie. What's the latest?
What do you mean there's no way we do that?
We did.
There's an intern down there.
An intern.
I think. There was somebody Pete was speaking to.
Hi, I'm Pete. I'm speaking to you.
Is there any way that Pete could pick up the microphone and talk to us?
Not from there.
How about the intern?
If they're listening, it's possible.
Hello, intern?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
They speak Ryan.
Hello, intern.
Ryan, speak.
Into the mic.
Yeah, into the mic. Into the street. Right.
Into the mic. Hello. Hello, who is this? Right. Hello, who is this?
Can you hear us, Ryan?
All right,
Ryan Rockhead. Hello, Ryan. Ryan.
Hey, a guy on the street.
Say that again. I can't hear you.
Okay, well, listen, obvious the line, I just turned it off. It's obvious the line down to the street is working.
He's not from Greenville, is he?
And, I'm going to be down there in the next break. What I'm going to do now is, while Rob paints my face,
okay,
I'm going to open up my Dwayne Reed fitted briefs.
Now, Rob, have you worked on the New York Mets logo at all? Is there any way you could do a credible job of that, even a half-assed job of that?
Well, I was going to put a field of orange on his forehead.
Right.
Simply just write out New York Mets in blue.
Oh, now, Rob, how am I supposed to...
I don't know.
There's going to be a lot of letters.
Oh, I
showing.
See. Wait a minute.
There's
going to
be took a lot of letter writing.
It has the sticky things on it, I think.
Yeah, that's just like, you know, I change enough diapers to know.
All right, well, I'm not
going to help you with that.
All right, here you go. Here's the part that I'm going to have to. Here's the sticky stuff, the little.
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to wrap it around you,
okay.
And then you want to join the gathers together.
Okay.
And use the. What are you looking for around here?
The orange makeup seems to be missing.
All right, I'm going to take my pants off now.
That's good, man.
I see you wearing briefs.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds me of American Psycho.
Of course I am.
All right, so you're going to put on your adult diaper.
All right, my pants are off.
All right, you don't need to take your underwear off, obviously, Hans.
No.
You can put the adult diaper on.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I didn't know you were going to do this now.
Hey, you know what?
I thought you were just getting your face painted now. I didn't think you were going to put this. Now, Don is putting on the adult diaper right now.
I'm going to need a hand from somebody.
Rob, will you assist Don with this? Because you're the man for this job.
Rob, I need you to help me with the sticky thing.
All right, Rob, what you want to do is, you see, one side goes underneath. Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, but wait a minute. You're not wrapping him right.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Rob strained for years.
See
there. That's what you want to do.
Okay. Now
you want to bring that around.
Mike, explain what he's doing. I can't see. Explain what he's doing.
What he's doing is he's taking one part of the adult diaper, and he's wrapping it around your back, and then he's coming in with the other one,
tying it at your upper thigh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Right, one side is done.
All right.
We might want to get some duct tape.
Well,
you
know, no, you're not doing it right. Wait a minute.
All right, well, I've got like 30 of them
in
here.
Is that the left side? God, is that the left side?
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
All right, get another one.
We're going to try again.
All right, here you go. I'll show you.
Yeah, you want to talk gay? I'm standing here without my goddamn pants on, wearing just my underpants.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Okay.
Right.
You open the thing up. All right.
Okay. Is there a front or a back?
Yes, there is a front and a back. This is the front.
Okay.
The front will come up here. You put it on both sides like this.
Okay.
And then you bring the plastic tabs around and put them on the front.
Okay. All right, let's do it, Rob. Come on. Mike has just shown you
that's
the proper
the
way.
Because it's very much, it's just like a kid's diaper.
The proper way to diaper me.
A diaper.
And Rob, while you're back
now, you gotta, Rob, what you have to do, the key is to, fasten it tight. So it comes all the way up there. Now, Don, you want to pull that back a little bit, the front. Pull the back around your waist a little bit.
Like this?
Don't make it into one little thing.
Yeah, hold it. You need to make it so it's...
All right, hold on.
You need some width at the end.
Mike's going to have to go over and diaper me.
What you want
to
do is like that. You want to go like...
Hey, Mike, this is not too gay. With the fact that both you and Rob are diapering me right now.
There you go. That was, now, hold the perfect seal.
Although, you know what? Mike did it right. Mike, do my other side, would you?
Oh, God.
Hold on. I think we can actually get this here.
All right.
There's
Rob's doing it, Don. All right, that looks good.
Okay, so I have
fantastic.
I have the adult diaper on.
Yes, you do. It is at this single moment that I am so delighted I didn't lose this bet.
And I'm going to take my headphones off now so that Rob can paint my face.
Right.
There it is.
Okay. Now everybody should know that's going to give a hard time here is that we agreed due to the temperature in New York City that we would just wear the adult diaper, and this was before the bet was decided, so I went along with that.
Yeah.
All right, now Rob is putting on the orange.
I get to wear a sweatshirt with it at least.
You get to wear whatever keeps you warm down there. But from the waist down, you will be naked.
Yes, I have on the adult diaper.
Now, Rob is putting the orange face paint, which is very similar to your real natural coloring. You have that tan.
Oh, please. That's a high compliment. You say I look orange. Now, Rob, I thought you could do one side orange and one side blue.
I'm going to do an orange cheek and a blue cheek. But
an orange cheek.
A field of orange so I can write Mets on your forehead.
Yeah, I think in blue you can just write Mets.
Okay. And then downstairs, either you can yell at people with the bullhorn.
Hey, come on and look at my partner, the pretty girl.
Or I would be glad to also say, look at me, I'm a pretty girl.
I like that, too. We'll do a little of both, I think. That'll be wonderful.
Whatever it takes. The longest goddamn hour
of my
life.
Rob, when are you
going
to get to the blue? I don't get it.
Well, I want
to
just get the orange done, and then I'll do the blue.
I don't know why he's doing my whole face in orange.
I don't either.
I'm not. You see.
What's he done thus far? I can't see.
He's done your whole face orange so far, like three quarters of your face.
And now I'll do the other cheek in blue.
All right.
He's going to do the other cheek in blue.
Oh, this is
I thought you were going to go right down the middle.
Okay.
And the other cheek. There's the real color there.
That's right. Look at that. That's not like your color.
That's blue.
There you go.
There we go.
Blue.
You like that, Mike?
Yeah, that's good. That's looking good. You going to go across the nose?
Yeah, I'm going to get it in a second. I want to get right to Met.
Why don't you make his nose blue?
The whole thing?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
You know, I'm reminded of the line...
Because the blue just shows up a lot better.
I'm reminded of the line in American Psycho, you have lovely skin.
All right,
and incidentally, this whole experience is not too gay.
No, that looks... You look very fat.
The fact that you two guys both helped me get in my diaper, and Rob is, with his soft dove-like hands, applying my makeup. And incidentally, this diaper is tough to keep up.
It's kind of a gay-themed show today.
All right, what are you doing now, Robbie?
You just want me to write Mets?
Mets is fine. Right, you know what? Just put a big NY on his forehead.
Okay, do the
and
NY.
Try to do it like the baseball cap NY. You know what? Yeah.
Not a chance he can do
one
that.
One of the guys has a Yankee hat on.
He can do it. He can do it.
It's done sort of...
Yeah, do a little...
N with a Y together.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. N.
Y, right?
Do it like that. Right.
And N with a Y in the middle of it. Here we go. On my forehead now.
Okay.
Huge baseball fan. Oh, it's mixing up.
There
we go.
N-Y.
I can't do it with a swab. I'm going to have to use my finger.
Yeah, use your finger and put it right, lay it right on the top.
That's fine, Rob. Use your finger.
There you go.
Laying it on.
Get more so it's thicker.
Use your finger, Rob.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that's looking good. That N is perfect. And the Y up on top.
God damn.
All right, now do another strip right down the middle so it's solid blue.
It almost looks like Ash Wednesday.
How retarded do I look?
No, up the top, Rob, in the middle of this forehead. Right there. Cover that with blue. All right, that's good.
Okay, so is that, yeah, I mean, is that good enough,
yeah,
for your money?
Yeah, that's good enough for government work.
To pay off
the bet?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, it's good enough for the bet.
All right, well then, we're officially ready to go down on the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
And for the next hour, we will be broadcasting streetside with a bullhorn.
For 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
I hope you're ready to carry the show for the next hour. Because,
I am indeed.
It'll ready to just...
it'll be big fun.
Sit in a chair, I guess, because the toilet's not here yet.
Absolutely. We will have a good time on the streets of New York.
All right, well, let's do a break.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come right back, and we'll be down at 888 7th Avenue.
Yes, is it 7th Avenue?
Yes.
58th
yes.
Street. So what is it?
888 7th Avenue.
888 7th Avenue.
That's the address. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
It certainly is a beautiful day. We should thank the leader.
Who the hell is that? Some kind of leader?
Yes. He's the head of our perfect family.
Why don't you come chat with us about the leader at the Welcome Center?
Will there be beer?
Beer is not allowed.
Home or no function, beer well without.
Would you rather have beer or complete and utter contentment?
What kind of beer?
Come on over.
From the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We are back on the Don and Mike Show just outside the Brooklyn Diner in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. Now, we are just outside our building here at 888 7th Avenue, and Don is waiting in the lobby. And Buzz, if you can hold the microphone right now, I'm going to get on the bullhorn and welcome from the Don and Mike Show, Don Geronimo in his adult diaper.
Excellent. Go.
Citizens of New York. Citizens of New York, we introduce to you Mr. Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show, who lost the Mets-Yankees bet and will now sit for the better part of an hour wearing an adult diaper with the New York Mets colors on his face to signify the New York Yankees victory in the World Series. Hi, Don.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Good to see you, Don. We don't have a chair for you. What we do have is a very cold piece of granite for you to sit on.
I was thinking perhaps you might like me to go out by the street.
Don, why don't you go by the street and I will continue to talk on the bullhorn. New York citizenry, Don has lost the bet. He's
yeah.
Very pretty girl.
All right.
He is now walking over to the street.
I'm going to make my way down to...
Wait a minute, that's breaking up, Don. Use this microphone. That microphone is breaking up.
All right, I'm going to make my way down. Oh, you know what? Here you go. Jeremy.
Pete, is that working? It sounds a little weird.
Is this on the air, Pete?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Is it my headphones that are doing this?
Here it is, Jeremy. Your dream come true. Here I am.
We don't have a real good monitor down here.
Here I am in an adult diaper.
Wow. All right, I'm trying to hear myself think. Don is now walking down to the street. Citizens of New York, take a look at the man who lost the bet wearing the New York Mets colors.
How you doing?
He is wearing an adult diaper in celebration of the fact that the Mets, yes, the Mets lost the World Series.
How about some cord on my mic, please?
All right, hold on.
Give me your mic.
All right, I'm going to walk down to the... I'm going to take the headphones off because it's screwing me up here.
Good, Mike.
Hold on, let me talk to some of these people, Mike, who are here to see us today.
Some people right now?
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
What's your name?
Philip Stevens.
Why are you videotaping this?
Because we just are big, big fans. This is a memorable moment for the Don and Mike Show.
Nice and loud.
The Don and Mike Show!
Right. Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Dominic.
Dominic? Say to everybody what you said to me when I came out of the building.
You're a pretty girl.
He is a pretty girl.
And, hi, honey, what's your name?
I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie, how are you?
Good, and you?
Fine, where do you live?
Uptown.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Definitely.
Hey, Don, what I just noticed is this bullhorn has a volume control on it.
All right, you make it go louder, I guess, if you like.
Citizens of New York.
All right, I'm going to go all the way down by the street, then.
Don Geronimo, the world-famous Don and Mike Show, is now walking down to the street. Walking down to the street in his adult diaper. Yes, he takes the New York Mets to win the World Series.
How you doing?
Unfortunately for Don, the New York Yankees won the World Series.
How y'all doing? Hold on, come here. Mike, listen to what this guy said. What'd you just say?
Let's go Mets.
Let's go Mets.
This fan has come by to offer you support. Absolutely.
More than that.
But you are
here. We'll get him next year.
We'll get...
Very bravely wearing your adult diaper.
We'll get them next year. Oh, now what? Another picture. All right, take a picture from a guy in a freaking Yankees hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Don and Mike Show on WNEW here in New York City, observe my partner, Don Geronimo,
Hi.
Who has lost the Mets-Yankee bet and is now forced for the hour to wear an adult
Hi.
And the New York Mets colors on his face.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Tom, would you like to sit here with me, girl? You said you would.
All right.
Attention, citizens of New York. Look at me. Look at me. I'm a pretty girl in my adult diaper. Look at me. You, sir, rabbi. Look at me. I'm a pretty girl in an adult diaper.
He's fulfilling his bet, ladies and gentlemen.
From the New York City Transit Police. Hello, sir.
Department. Hello.
Do you think I'm a pretty girl?
He's not answering right now. Do you think my partner is a pretty girl?
No comment.
No, he's no comment. No comment.
Mets fan or Yankees fan?
No comment.
No comment.
Okay.
All right.
Tickets, though. Hello, ma'am. Please notice my drooping drawers. Do you think I'm a pretty girl?
Okay.
Mike, you can ID a bullhorn back.
Thank you. I seem to have a little bit more enthusiasm when I'm on there.
Citizens of New York,
yeah.
I urge you to stop by and say hello to world-famous disc jockey Don Geronimo as he wears his adult diaper in celebration of the New York Yankees World Championship. He is wearing the New York Mets colors, and he is wearing an adult diaper.
Do you think I can go farther out on the street? Do I have more cord? Can I actually get out rush hour traffic?
Let's see what happens. Don is now walking out to the street with his microphone. Celebrating the New York Yankees victory in the World Series.
How you doing, sir, in your car in traffic? How you doing?
Say hi to Don Geronimo.
Now he won't.
He has lost a bet. That's why he is wearing an adult diaper.
Let me talk to a cab driver here, Mike.
Now he is talking to one of New York's finest cab drivers, Don. Be careful, because when the light turns green, that cord is going
to
come out of your hand.
Hi. Can I talk to you for a minute?
He doesn't want to speak to you.
Let's try the... Oh, the light is going to change, Mike. And I will protest by standing right here. Honk your horn at me. I dare you. Honk your horn.
Get off the street, you maniac.
Honk your horn at me.
You know, you're paying off this bet well. I have something to live up to. Now he's going to run you over.
Honk at me.
You better get out of the street. He'll run you down.
There's the honk you wanted. Get out of the street, for God's sake. All right,
citizens of New York, Don Geronimo.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, I'm out of the street.
Citizens of New York, observe my partner, Don Geronimo.
Hi.
He is wearing an adult diaper.
How you doing?
He is wearing the colors of the New York Mets.
How you doing?
He is celebrating the fact that the New York
Hey, Mike.
He has lost the bet.
Mike, hold on. The bus is going to stop here. Excuse me.
See if you can say hi to the bus driver. He will not open.
He opened the door?
No, he doesn't care to. Yes, they fear you, Don, because you are a grown man wearing an adult diaper.
Mike, I keep hearing from people what a friendly city New York is, yet the cab driver, the guy in the town car, the guy in the bus, no one will open their doors and talk to me.
And I only have one thing to say.
What?
I wish I could get more volume out of this bullhorn.
Trust me, you have plenty of volume.
Is it funny? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Listen to that in front of it. There's a little feedback. Citizens of New York,
hi.
I'm here to stop by and greet world-famous radio personality Don Geronimo.
Here I am.
Who is wearing an adult diaper to pay off our bet between the Mets and the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees won another world championship, and Don is now in an adult diaper.
Let me see if I can talk to this cab driver right here. Yeah. Hi, honey. How you doing?
All right, here we go.
Now she won't talk to me either.
Is there anyone that would like to greet Don Geronimo on the streets of Manhattan as he wears his adult diaper?
Hi.
Celebrating the fact that the New York Yankees have won the World Championship. Yes, Don picked the Mets, and that's why he is sitting here with the Mets colors painted on his face, and he is wearing an adult diaper.
You know, it's grand indifference from the good people of New York, Mike.
Don, they're used to seeing a lot of crazy things on the streets of Manhattan, and that's why these good people are ignoring you. That is what they do here.
Hi. Hey, where's some tourists? Where are all those mooks who go down to the Today Show every day?
You people that go down to see the Today Show. Anybody from Idaho that would like to come by and meet world-famous disc jockey Don Geronimo
Hi.
Right now.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi there.
How about some of you mooks?
This man, attention, attention. This man has lost a bet. I repeat, this man has lost a bet. That is why he is wearing an adult diaper on the streets of Manhattan. Yes, he foolishly believed that the New York Mets would win the World Series. But as we all know by now, the New York Yankees won the World Series, and he is standing here wearing a Depend undergarment.
I'm going to have to go back into the street, Mike.
Yes, but unfortunately it's cold out, and we both agreed that either one of us would not have to do that. That's right, Don. Your friend Charlie Broyhill said, weren't you supposed to be topless?
Tell my friend Charlie Broyhill, F you.
F you, says Don, Charlie Broyhill. Absolutely. Good people of New York City, this is Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show on WNEW here in
Hi.
New York City.
How you doing?
He has lost a bet, and therefore is standing on the streets of New York wearing an adult diaper to signify the fact that the New York Mets did lose the World Series.
Mike, let's talk to this lady right here.
Hi, ma'am. How
hi.
Are you? This is Don. Say hi.
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 How you doing?
I'm fine.
How do I look at the diaper?
Look interesting.
Interesting. Look at my legs. Look at my finely sculpted legs.
Very nice.
Very nice, she says.
Yes, people of New York City, go home this evening and turn on the Don and Mike Show. It'll be on tonight at 7 o'clock on WNEW, and you can hear all about Don wearing his adult diaper and his New York Mets.
Mike, I think we have some book tourists here.
Hello, are you a tourist, sir?
Yes, correct.
Where are you from?
From Holland.
From Holland.
Holland.
You're from Holland. We are
from the New York City Marathon.
Welcome to the United States of America.
Thank you, thank you.
This is an American disc jockey.
Hi.
What do you think of his outfit, Holland Ben?
He runs next Sunday with us.
Pardon me?
You run with us? Nick?
Oh, Mike, they think I'm in my marathon clothes.
Oh, yes. You gentlemen are here for the marathon. You are runners.
Yes.
I don't know if Tom will be running in his adult diaper, but how would you say, describe how he looks in your native language, please.
In our language?
In your language, yes.
He's a total fool, but that's another thing.
Just, give a nice description in Dutch.
Yeah? In Dutch. He's with his diapers running, so he has a wetsuit on. So he's...
Yeah. Thank you, Holland.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow,
would you like a picture?
If possible.
Yes, take my picture. Go ahead. Would you like your picture taken with me?
If possible,
you're
yes.
Not having pictures taken. If you're in New York City for the first time, I urge you to take home a collectible souvenir. Have your picture taken with world famous disc jockey Don Geronimo on the street.
No, no, right here, right here. Here we go, right here.
He can take it all.
He can take it. You can get it.
Okay.
Picture of Don in his adult diaper.
Hi there. There you go.
My wife will not believe it, but I will.
His wife will not believe it, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
His wife will not believe it.
Your country is full of dykes.
That's correct.
Congratulations. That's Rob Spiewak, the hate monger.
No.
I'm going to go back out on the street for a moment.
Don, I urge you to be very careful as you walk the streets of New York. These people will not suffer for you. Green light.
All right, it's a green light, Mike.
Hold on, there's a man. A woman would like to meet you. Step over and meet Don.
What?
And powder your ass.
What, honey?
I want to change your diaper and powder your ass.
Yeah.
That's the best offer you've had all day.
That's right. Yeah.
My name is Cece.
Cece. Cece, what if there was a big poopy in my pants? She would lift it up and wipe it out. That's right. You like the white devil, right?
Hey, that's the way to go.
That's right. There's a woman who finds me sexy.
Ladies and gentlemen of the city of New York.
Hi, little girl. Did you see? There was an 8-year-old girl just walked by.
That was an interesting look. Citizens of New York, I urge you to stop by and get a photo taken with world famous disc jockey Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
WNEW.
Hi there.
Don has lost a bet.
Hi, girls.
The New York Mets will win the World Series.
Hi, where are you?
We all know.
Where are you from, girls?
Queens.
You're from Queens?
Yeah.
Am I a pretty girl?
Adorable.
Adorable, she says, Mike.
You are adorable, Don, and you are paying off this bet. It's a beautiful day here in New York City. Is it beginning to slip?
slip?
My diaper is starting to slip.
Citizens of New York, get a picture taken. Have a handshake. Have a smile.
From world famous
DJ Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Don's out here wearing an adult diaper and has his face painted in the colors of the New York Mets. I urge you to stop by. Have a laugh and a handshake.
Hi there. How you doing?
With this American icon.
Mike, I see the next guy I want to speak to. The guy with a cane. Let's just wait for him to get down here.
Give him time. He'll be down here momentarily.
And meanwhile,
a great tourist opportunity to have your picture taken with disc jockey Don Geronimo as he wears his adult diaper on the streets of New York City. What a beautiful day it is to celebrate the New York Yankees World Championship victory.
Mike?
This is better than the ticker tape parade, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, the guy with the cane and the Tam O'Shanter is coming our way.
I believe so. Let's see if we can get an exclusive interview right now.
Okay, let's go. Hi, sir. I love your hat. Hi, what's your name?
Larry.
Harry, where are you from?
New York.
Harry, what do you think of my outfit?
Great.
Harry, would you allow me to buy your hat?
No.
Harry, who did you like in the World Series? Well,
the Yanks, Yanks.
Don? Well, Don picked the Mets, and that's why he's wearing an adult diaper.
Harry, you'll never see 2001. Do you hear me?
It's been a long stint outside, and tempers are getting a little bit short.
You hear me? You'll never see Thanksgiving, Harry.
Ladies and gentlemen of New York City, stop by. Have a handshake, a smile, and a laugh from world famous disc jockey Don Geronimo. You're off to bed a while back.
All right, listen. Do we take a break now, Charlie?
It's time to take a break.
Are we at least halfway through this?
Don, there's good news.
Yeah, what's that?
It is time to break for commercials, and you only have about 30 more minutes to stand out here in your adult
All right.
Can I kick it to commercial?
Be my guest. You won the bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WNEW, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, we're both starving. When do we eat, huh?
You have worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir.
Is that so? Who made you pope in this dump, huh?
Bushwood? A dump? Well, I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Member? Are you kidding? You think I'd join his crummy snobatorium? But his whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
Buy? Bushwood?
If only we could fly!
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, hi, everybody. We're back live on the streets of New York. And,
hi, Don.
Hi, Mike. You know, more people who listen to the show every night on WNEW have come down. Now, here's a guy who ran all the way from 42nd Street, right?
Correct, 42nd Street. I work a half an hour early, jumped the train, waited 50 minutes, and ran all the way up 57th Street for you.
That's terrific, sir. I mean, it's wonderful to see Don Geronimo in an adult diaper out here.
It would be a lot more wonderful if you'd remove the stain from the back.
Yes.
Please.
I'll tell you right now, all the good people of New York City are enjoying this fantastic show. Don Ross the vet is wearing an adult diaper.
Is there really a stain?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, Don, there is no stain.
All right.
Don't worry. There's not a stain in your adult diaper.
All right. Let's go back down by the road, and I'm ready to finish paying off this bet, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, then let me get right to it. People of New York City, this is world-famous radio disc jockey Don Geronimo from
WNEW.
Hi,
everybody. Hi.
He has lost the bet.
Hi.
He picked the New York Mets to win the World Series.
Hi.
Of course, you know the New York Yankees won.
Hi.
Now he is standing out here on the streets of Manhattan wearing an adult diaper with the New York Mets colors painted on his face. Be careful, Don. Do not get hit by a car. They hit people here.
I'm actually going out into traffic now, Mike.
Gentlemen, if you would like to have your picture taken with disc jockey Don Geronimo, he will be available for autographs.
I'm standing in the middle of rush hour traffic right now.
Watch out, Don. You do not want to get hit by a New York City cab driver. And of course, later on, citizens of New York, you can enjoy this fine show on WNEW right here in New York City as Don pays his bet wearing the Don of diaper and the New York Mets colors on his face.
Hi.
to me for a minute. You think I'm a pretty girl?
You should be on the History Channel.
I should be on the History Channel. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it was funny.
What does that mean? Mike, make the boop 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 thing go.
I like that.
That's right, good citizens.
Why is it dying?
Uh-oh, hold on. The batteries are going dead again, I think.
No, I just hit the wrong side. I was speaking into the wrong side of the bullhorn. Citizens of New York, enjoy.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I want to talk to the kids. Hi, kids. Hi, how you kids doing? Hi, we're fine. Where are you guys from?
Virginia.
You're from Virginia. Hi.
Yeah, she can say hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm a pretty girl just like you. What's your name?
Rachel.
And what's your name?
Sarah.
And do you girls know what I'm wearing? Yeah. I'm wearing an adult diaper. Do you have to wear diapers anymore? Oh, no, you don't. Do you have to wear diapers?
No.
Sir, you have asked the million-dollar question. Why is this man wearing an adult diaper? I will explain it to you. He picked the New York Mets to win the World Series, and I picked the New York Yankees. Lost the bet, and therefore Don is required for 1 hour today to wear an adult diaper on the streets of Manhattan. Have a handshake.
What's your name?
You, Dre.
It sucks to be me today. Yes, it does.
That's right, sir. It does suck to be Don today.
What is...
Absolutely. He has lost the bet.
What's your name?
Phil.
Where are you from, Phil?
Jersey.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
All right, man. Take care. Good luck, man.
Diners inside the Brooklyn Diner.
Oh,
you
my.
You see a very pretty girl, Don Geronimo, from the world famous Don and Mike show, on the streets of Manhattan, wearing an adult diaper, beating off a bet. That's right. He's off the New York Mets would win. I knew the New York Yankees would.
Mike, I'm telling you something. I get a feeling from the people that I'm winning them over.
I got a feeling from the people today that you could wear that adult diaper every day for a year, and you wouldn't get a second look.
Hold on. Tourists. Hello. Japanese tourists. Now
they're walking quickly. Ladies and gentlemen of New York City, step up, have a handshake, and greet world-famous disc hockey Don Geronimo as he wears his adult diaper on the streets of New York to signify the fact that he thought the New York Mets would win the World Series.
Hey, hold on. Here's some people that
are... better than any ticker tape parade you could ever attend.
In a cab. I want to go to the cab.
Don, he's going to run over the mic cord.
How you guys doing? Hi.
I'm here.
Where are you going?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, am I a pretty girl? You know what? We didn't have enough microphone cord, Mike.
You couldn't talk to that woman in the cab very long because you're attached to a microphone cord.
And, Mike, my adult diaper is starting to sag.
Are you getting a wedgie?
No, it's starting to sag, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we wind it down on the streets of New York, Don's adult diaper is beginning to sag. Get a good look while you still can. He won't be out here much longer. And later on this evening, you can listen to this fine broadcast on WNEW 102.7 right here in New York.
Hey, Mike, hold on. I'm going to talk to some youngsters here. Hey, what's your name?
Joey.
Watch out, Don. The mic cord is going to be ripped from your hand.
Joey, where are you from?
New York.
Did you root for the Mets or the Yankees?
Yankees.
Yankees. Well, you're...
Yes, another Yankee fan, Don.
You're a big fag, because I voted for the Mets, and because I rooted for the Mets, I'm out here in an adult diaper right now.
I see that. You look like a big baby.
I look like a big baby, he says.
Big baby? Well, he may think you look like a big baby. I think you look like a very, very pretty girl. You are a pretty girl, Don Geronimo.
Let me talk to this lady here.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you put your hands together and give our pretty girl a nice round of applause?
Oh, now.
You look so sexy.
And where's the adult diaper?
Mike, listen to this. What did you just say, honey?
I said you're very handsome, good looking.
And what was the other word I heard?
You're very sexy.
Sexy.
A woman has just called him sexy in his adult diaper.
But don't tell my husband.
Of course, I'd like to point out this is a woman. A woman called me sexy just wearing a Davy Crockett jacket. Okay?
Hey, I'm from Arizona, too.
What, honey?
I'm from Arizona. I'm way to my Kaplan and I'm nursing the view course.
Oh, well, thank you.
My husband loves your station, so he has to listen to rock and roll, and I'm into it a bit.
That's all right. Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
This is New York. Here he is. Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show on WNEW, fulfilling his obligation, paying off the bet by wearing an adult diaper on the streets of New York with the New York Mets colors painted on his face. You see, the Yankees, if you don't know by now, won the World Series. This is better than any ticker tape parade you could possibly imagine. It's a grown man in an adult diaper
Hi.
Let's give him a round of applause, people.
Oh, now, you're too kind, everybody.
Absolutely. Because we all know that Don is indeed a very, very pretty girl. All of you citizens coming out of the high rise after a hard day at work, check out the grown man in the adult diaper, Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
His adult diaper to signify
Hi.
The fact that he picked the wrong pony in the World Series.
Hi there, how you doing? Hi.
Day here in Manhattan. It's a lovely day to slip into an adult diaper, paint your face, and go out to greet the citizenry of New York.
Hi.
We love New York. And we love Don in his adult diaper right now.
Mike, I believe we're coming close to the end of our bet.
I wish it was true, Don, but unfortunately, we've got another 20 minutes to go.
Oh,
that's right. Take a look at my watch.
Jesus.
20 minutes to go, Don. I know you thought the time was almost expired, but it hasn't expired. That's right. New people coming along the street every moment. People of New York. Don Geronimo thought the New York Mets would win the World Series. He bet his partner, Mike, that they would win. Mike picked the Yankees, and now Don has to pay off the bet by wearing an adult diaper for 1 hour. And I mean 1 hour on the streets of New York. Come by, have a word, have a handshake, a smile or two, and see a very pretty girl wearing his adult diaper.
Let me talk to some peeps here. Hey, you dudes. Hey, where are you dudes from?
What's up? I'm from London.
You're from London. Hi, Mike, hey, I got a foreigner here.
Ah, it's another foreigner. A London tourist. What do you think of my partner, Don Geronimo, wearing his adult diaper? He's bullocks, isn't he?
Do you think I'm damn sexy?
I think you're damn sexy. I'm afraid not.
He doesn't think you're a pretty girl. Move along, London person.
I'm sorry about that. Have a
we
good day.
We all agree he's a pretty girl.
It's all right. Hold on. Let me have this for 1 second. Hey, guy from London. Guy from London. Don't forget this. We kicked your ass. That's why we got a constitution. That's why we got a Bill of Rights. Because America is number one. Goodbye, Mr. London. Thank you.
That's right. The pretty girl was angered. The man from London didn't think he was a pretty girl. And he is angry. But you don't have to be angry. You can enjoy seeing Don in his adult diaper today. For roughly 18 more minutes, Don will be on the streets of New York in his adult diaper, celebrating the New York Yankees victory in the World Series.
You know, I've just figured out,
yes?
If we do another commercial break, that's an easy way to take 6 minutes off that time.
You're entitled to that, Don. All you have to do is fulfill the broadcast hour, so that means perhaps another 8 or 9 minutes or so.
Charlie, what break are we up to in the show?
Charlie Boyhill. How much time is left for Don on the streets of Manhattan?
You're coming up on the 3rd of 4 o'clock.
All right, then we should do a break here, Mike.
We should?
Yes, we should do a break here.
All right, 1 minute. Hold on.
Now, Mike, a true Mets fan has joined me.
Yankee.
He should be in a diaper with you, Benny Agbayani, right here today.
Very good.
He has the New York Post where the big fat Hawaiian guy for the Mets said, we'll win it in five.
Ladies and gentlemen of New York City, it's time for us to take another commercial break. But before we go to break, please enjoy one little view of Don Geronimo in his adult diaper.
Thanks.
Listen later on tonight on WNEW and hear all about the fun just outside the Brooklyn Bay. Here in Manhattan.
Mike, why don't you just take us to break then?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with just a few more minutes of Don Geronimo in an adult diaper with his face painted like the Mets. But for now, we have to go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're a big winner tonight. You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, we're back on the streets of Manhattan, Mike, and...
Yes, Don, we are. We're back.
You know, believe it or not, there are actual people who listen to our show who've come down. What's your name?
Islam.
Islam.
Yeah, I called you before. Remember a couple of days ago about...
Are you the guy who went to the VH1 Awards?
Yeah, but I said my fake name.
Well, how are you, Islam? It's nice to see you. And what do you think of Don and his adult diaper out here in New York?
It's really funny.
Yes, it's very funny. We agree.
Who would guess that a guy with the name Islam? What are you, Japanese, Chinese?
No, I'm from Russia.
You're from Russia?
You're from Russia, but you got the Chinese eyes.
I'm from Kazakhstan, actually. Where there are, yeah, there are lots of Asian people live here.
Gotcha. Well, thank
you. Never seen anything like this on the streets of Kazakhstan.
Thank you for listening to our show every night on NEW.
Welcome back.
Mike, we've got another member.
I've got this in my hand. Thank
Mike,
you.
We have another listener of the show, a member of the Don and Mike Workout Club.
It's a member of the Big Man's Club. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Dan.
Now, Mike, this is actually the 500-pound football player we talked to yesterday on the show.
Indeed. What do you think, sir, of Don and his adult diaper paying off the Mets-Yankees bet?
I'd love to praise the radio gods.
Yes, he's praising the radio gods. Very good.
Thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
Chat now for a little more, but it's time to get down to the street.
Hey, Mike, hold on.
Yes?
Before we go back to the street.
Yes, Don?
I want to try to interview the guy who's puking in the corner.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
And talking to himself.
I'm going to linger back.
Come here. How you doing? Hi.
I just want to say, take that blimp and the baby out the door.
Pardon me?
Take the blimp and the baby out the door.
Did you just throw up here a moment ago?
No, sir.
Did this man throw up here a moment ago?
I think he spit.
Oh, he spit.
Right. But take that blimp and take the baby out the door.
What baby?
The one you got purple the diaper.
Can I ask your name, sir?
No question. No comment.
What is your favorite radio station? He likes PLJ. Do you like Scott and Todd?
No, I hate those bastards.
He hates those bastards. He hates Scott and Todd.
He hates Scott and Todd.
You know, isn't that really what you'd expect?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, into the New York City Fire Department. Very excited about seeing Don Geronimo and his adult diaper.
Hi.
The Mets Yankees, Ben. People of New York, there are only a few minutes left for you to see Don Geronimo in his adult diaper with the New York Mets colors painted on his face. Yes, sir. Stop by. Have a handshake. Have a word. And say hi to world-famous disc jockey and WNEW superstar Don Geronimo as he wears his adult diaper.
F you.
Mets Yankees, Ben.
F you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Let me talk to a guy in traffic here.
Now we're going to go down and speak to someone in traffic. Would you like to be on the air, sir?
He just rolled his window up.
Would you like to be on the air, sir?
No, he just rolled his window. You know, I think is the funniest thing in this whole thing today.
Yes.
Is the drunk guy in the corner who has been talking to himself, has him his favorite radio station. He said, BLJ.
That was a special moment. But there have been a lot of special moments out on the streets of New York today. Citizens of New York, there are only a few minutes left for you to come up and meet radio superstar Don Geronimo in his adult diaper.
Hi, excuse me, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
A lucky citizen.
I ran into Leah Remedy out in California. She says hi.
Mike, this is a guy who stopped his bus in traffic.
Very good. You stopped your bus in traffic. Is there anything you'd like to say to Don Geronimo, sir?
ONA right now are broadcasting about your show, and we're happy to have you in New York for the night.
He's happy to have you in New York, Don, and so are we.
Take care.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you, sir.
That guy actually stopped his Academy bus. I'll give them a plug. AcademyBus.com.
Ladies and gentlemen of New York City, stop by and see Don Geronimo in his adult diaper. There are just a few moments left. Your last chance is right now.
Yeah, this is going to be about it, Mike. I'm about...
Yes. Tell him, Secretary, it's Don Geronimo in his adult diaper.
Hi, girls.
Wonderful day in New York City.
Hi. Ma'am, hi. Can I ask your name? Do you speak English? Do you speak English?
Yes, ma'am. You are on the radio. Is there anyone you would like to say hello to?
Hello, Don Geronimo, and I love that diaper you're in. And
the woman has just said she loves the diaper he's in. So do we.
Very dapper, very dapper. And when do the pants go on, Don Geronimo?
The pants will go on. She wants to know when my pants will go back on.
Ma'am, in just a few moments, he will be slipping back into his big boy pants and out of his adult diaper. And the bet will have been paid off in full. So there are just minutes left. I mean, 2 minutes left to see Don Geronimo in his adult diaper.
Hi.
Paying off the Mets-Yankees bets, ladies and gentlemen.
And Mike, I've just been given this great piece of news.
Would you like me to announce that, Don?
Sure.
Photos of this great event will be available on the WNEW WNEW website, www.wnew.com. Click on the Don and Mike icon to see pictures of Don in his adult diaper.
Yeah.
And
great.
Later on tonight, listen to this fabulous event on WNEW and the Don and Mike Show.
Great. Friggin' great.
We're winding down here on the streets of New York.
Hi, everybody on the bus.
Something to your citizenry on the bullhorn.
Yeah, I'd like to say that the Yankees, and that if there are any Mets out there listening right now, you can eat my balls too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's a little bitter. He lost the bet. It was not a good day for him today.
Hold on, Mike.
But the lovely lady who likes you in your diaper, no, man, we're broadcasting on the radio. We cannot be quiet.
I am going to put on my G-string. I am Bambi Vaughn, the pocket-sized Venus.
The pocket-sized Venus, and boy, wouldn't we want to see you in that G-string, man.
Not a chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Which would be more fun.
Right, it might be an H-string or maybe an I-string, not a J-string.
So we've got just a few more minutes, and we have to give Don a big round of applause for paying off his bet, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Wearing an adult diaper.
Thank you.
Right outside our studios in Midtown Manhattan. Dr. Hayes. Once again,
look
like a pretty, pretty girl.
He's a pretty girl.
Now, if you think Don's a pretty girl, clap for your loud, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
We agree. He's a pretty, pretty girl.
Thank you.
You can hear that pretty girl tonight on WNEW.
And,
New York.
Mike, as I see that our time is just about up.
I'm going to give you a little slack, Don. Yes, we can break it off right now, so to speak.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to actually take off the diaper and give it to anyone who wants it as a souvenir.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a breaking story. We have a wonderful opportunity for a listener of the Don Mike Radio program. Don is momentarily going to be taking off his adult diaper, and he will give it to a fan of our show. So if you would like to actually own Don Geronimo's adult diaper, a wonderful keepsake, a terrific collectible, and a souvenir of this fabulous day in Midtown Manhattan, step right up. The first person to come up here and claim the diaper.
Oh, God, hold on, Mike. He wants it.
You want it.
I want your diaper.
Now, sir, before we get into the diaper, please, will you give us your total weight in either stone, kilos, or pounds?
502 kilos.
502 kilos. Give this gentleman a round of applause. He has won Don's adult diaper.
There you go. And now...
there it is.
Now, Mike, I am down officially to just my underpants.
Now, Don is not in an adult diaper. He is... oh, he's getting a good sniff, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
That's it. The bet has been paid off.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. Go home to your family.
All right, goodbye now.
Your children, your wives, your loved ones.
Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye, just down to my ass.
Goodbye, people of New York.
Hello.
Let me give you this. Hi.
What?
Wait a minute. I know you. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
How you doing?
Who is... star.
I work on your show. I work on One Life. I just wanted to give you this because I'm literally just running out of the dressing room. But
oh, this is like...
this is the guy. This is from the
show. This is our guy from One Life to Live. RJ.
I'm Timothy. Hi. Yeah.
We watch
I'm okay.
You every day, every single
you
day.
You say that one day, and
it's legitimate. Up in our office, we watch it every day.
We were kind of embarrassed. You were trying to think of a brother on TV for someone to tell you he looked like,
right?
And I was like, oh wait, they're talking about us. Because I share a room with Nathan Purdy, my TV brother. So often we're in the dressing room listening to.
You know what? Mike and I would love to walk on to get a walk on role on One Life to Live.
Would that I had any influence like that? Let me tell you, there are two things we want: the walk on role, but there's one man. We want to have Asa Buchanan on our radio program. Philly might do it.
Really?
We might do it.
Cool.
You know, the easiest would be to catch us at the studio, because when you're on, we're there.
And Mike, look, we actually have the One Life to Live hat.
And there's a tail with a hat, which I didn't put in my little note. Our producers gave us these hats one Christmas, just the cast of our show. We all really loved them. So then we ordered a bunch, and ABC saw it. And now you can get them at the company store, but they're different. This is the crew hat. This is the original.
There you go.
Ah, well, thank you. So I got five.
Now, how many heads you had to...
thank you very much.
Now, RJ, give us your real name again, please.
Timothy Stickney.
Timothy, thank you so much.
Timothy.
Listen, I tune back in for the news.
Thank you, Timothy. Thank
you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's another plug. Listen to the Don and Mike Show on WNEW and watch One Life to Live on ABC.
Hey, are they...
I just promoted another network.
You know what? That's a guy who we really watch on our soap opera every day.
boy.
And you shook his hand in your briefs.
In my underpants. Well, let me see. Hold on. He wrote us a note, I think.
That was so cool.
Hold on. Let me see. Because he didn't know if he was going to be able to get to us or not. Let me see. Oh, look. What he's done is he's actually given us a couple pages of scripts.
Oh, cool.
That is fantastic. Let me see. It says, Don and Mike and Buzz and Rob Bay. I am one of your many New York fans. I listen to you most days and laugh at all of your bits. Even on days I can't listen, I try to catch Buzz's news. Always worth it. So much in common. Football fanatic, sci-fi comic reader, and I'm not gay. Jeez. And by the way, I work on your story. I am writing this on the back of a script and memo paper from the studio. I try to recycle.
That's
anyway,
great.
I had no pictures in my dressing room, so have a hat. Be inside very soon, so call sometime. Must be careful. The yellow rodent has no sense of humor. I know you will meet the parents, so be treated lightly. Be well. Timothy Stickney.
I think the yellow rodent is ABC.
Yeah. And then he left his phone number.
And that's the show. I mean, that's one of the shows we watch every single day.
So that's a highlight. And now here, everybody, please get your official cast One Life to Live hat.
Very, very cool. And you were so excited. Have you forgotten the fact that you were standing outside AAA 7th Avenue with your briefs on?
Yeah. You know, I don't even have the adult diaper on now. Hey, Guma, don't look at my balls. Okay? I just realized I'm standing down here in my underpants. I got so excited because...
I got excited when the lady said she was going to wear her G-string.
A guy from One Life to Live came by.
Fantastic.
Okay, that's it. The bet's paid off.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
You paid the bet off. You're a stand-up guy.
Thank you.
The next bet, of course, will be the presidential election, and I don't think it comes close.
No, this is the worst ever.
This is the worst bet ever.
The worst ever. Well, I'm going to go up and put my pants on, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the...
Is it the Frank or the Bean?
Right. I don't know. It looks like... I think it's a little bit of both.
Frank the Bean! Frank the Bean!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think?
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean, I
don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some Bactine, honey.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
You know, I don't know what it says about me. When we came back up into the studio area...
Yes.
My first priority was not to get pants on.
No, you walked into the building in your briefs, and you were greeted by one lady right at the elevator who said, something along the lines of sexy.
Well, you know, listen, I don't care what anybody thinks. I think my legs are my strongest feature, and I had...
You're a pretty girl, right?
You're a pretty girl, though.
Very, very pretty.
I had a nice big sweatshirt on...
Right.
...that covered up most of my genital area.
Mm-hmm.
So as I came into the studio area, the first thing I wanted to do was wipe my face off because I think Bonnie Bernstein's coming in soon.
Right, right.
And
So your priority, if Bonnie Bernstein had come into the studio, would have been to get the face paint off, but you would have stayed here in your underwear.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right.
But I had time, as it turns out, to get it all done. I was able to...
The man who's confident in his legs right now.
I was able to wash the crap off my face, and I got my shoes and my socks and my pants back on. As we were coming into the studio, I saw Opie and Anthony, who ride those goddamn scooters all over the place.
Yeah, they ride them right here in the building.
Right,
a couple of nine-year-olds running all over the building.
They were playing commercials, and one of them came up from behind me. I think it was Anthony, and he said, "Oh, Jesus." And I mean, I know. He was looking right at my ass, and then I had to stand and wait to get into the bathroom to wash my face because old man prostate was in there.
Who was in there?
Buzz.
See?
Buzz was in the bathroom, so I was standing waiting to get into the John, and I was just looking into opening Anthony's studio, and Opie said to me, "What are you doing out there?" And I said, "I'm waiting to get in the bathroom to wash my face off." He said, "If I was you, I'd think about getting some pants on first."
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what my priority schedule was.
Well, you're a stand-up guy. You paid the bet off admirably. You deserve a round of applause.
Oh, thank you. It was a lot of fun, actually.
It was fun out there. You know what the most fun was for me? the total indifference of the people of New York City. When you're out on the street, these are people that see crazy crap every single day. And, you know, and just rolling by. We want to thank the people that came out that are listeners.
Hey, you know,
show.
We had an awful lot of goddamn listeners.
We did.
Who came out in the middle of the day. Some of them like that one guy all the way uptown from 42nd Street.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
And we want to thank that that guy from One Life to Live.
RJ from One Life to Live. I forgot his name again because, I mean, we know him as RJ on the show. Anybody that's a fan of the soap opera One Life to Live.
We're such fags that we watch that show every day in the office.
Yeah, we watch the show. Yeah, you know, a lot of gay undertones on today's show. Absolutely.
And you know what? On Monday, the day that we had off.
Right.
I was sitting at home. I guess it was about 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon, getting ready to go to the Redskins game.
Right.
And Bart came into the cave, because Bart and I were going to the game on Monday night, and he said, are you ready to go? And I said, no, we're going a little while. He said, Dad, what are you watching? And I said, One Life to Live. And he said, why are you watching this? I said, this is the show that Uncle Mike and I watch at work. And he said, but yeah, you're not at work today.
It's almost like our yoga, getting ready for the show.
True.
We don't, like, watch it. Per se, we kind of have it on the.
It's on every day in our office.
It's on every day, and it's in the background, but we check it out every day.
We do, and
we have moments that we observe it, and we could probably tell you. You know, the storyline.
I'm positive we could.
RJ's a bad guy, too. He's a very bad guy.
Yeah, but he's a good bad guy because he plays both sides.
And he just got one of the Latino characters in trouble because he stole his car and it blew up. Remember?
No. He let the guy
take his car.
He cut the brake cables because when the guy went driving off, he stole RJ's car. RJ stood outside the restaurant and he went,
a very bad man.
His name is Tim Stickney.
Stick me?
And anyway, that's our favorite soap opera that they tape in New York. So thank you, Tim, for coming down after a busy day on the set.
That's really nice that he did that. He sprinted down here to get over here.
Thanks to everybody that came down to say hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Yeah, I thought Don was required to soil the adult diaper.
No, we never had that.
Oh, who said that?
Absolutely. Ooh. I think we certainly had discussed it at the very beginning of the bet, but we both poo-pooed that idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops, what am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, what are you doing?
I'm not sure I like this sound.
It's either a guy, J-N-O,
right?
J-O-ing, rather, or a guy taking a bath.
Or it could be a guy performing oral.
Oh, is Bonnie here?
Okay, right.
All right, bring Bonnie
in. Do we have a chair for Bonnie?
Get her one.
Yeah, let's get her a chair. Jesus Christ, let's get her a chair.
Thank God
I was able to get my face done.
I know, everything's done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I thought someone was supposed to sit on the toilet.
Yeah, we didn't have the guy that was supposed to bring the toilet didn't show
the
up.
The guy with the toilet never made it from D.C.
He didn't make
great
it.
Great job anyway, though, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joining us now in the studio, our favorite from CBS, NFL, all that jazz, the beautiful Bonnie Bernstein.
I'm your favorite.
Oh, you're in a jogging suit.
Now I'm your favorite.
You've always been the favorite.
Oh, okay.
You've always been the favorite.
What's up, guys?
All the way back to, you know, when we had the little disagreement.
About so long ago, I don't even remember what the disagreement was about.
Oh, good. Okay,
that's good.
That's
a good thing. When that happens for us, that's very,
start
very good.
Start things off on a good note.
Have you been out running? You have, like, this whole running outfit on.
Just running around doing errands. It's that last day before you go on the road trying to make sure you get everything done.
Where are you going this weekend?
Lovely scenic Detroit, Michigan.
Mm. Yuck.
Woo-hoo.
What's the game?
Dolphins at Lions.
And what game did you do last week? Because I saw you wearing... Did you have a red outfit on last week?
You're asking me where I was 2 weeks ago.
You don't remember?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Oh, come on. Try real hard. What did you have for breakfast?
Did you do the Buffalo game last week?
Buffalo. Yeah.
Yeah, you did the Buffalo game.
Buffalo. Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah. What is the, just out of curiosity, because I, you know, food is my life, what is the average breakfast for Bonnie Bernstein? Fabulous
TV reporter.
In
Buffalo, wings.
Wings.
When in Rome.
Wings for breakfast. Hey, Rob, that's your breakfast, too. That's fantastic.
No, breakfast, game day breakfast, you mean?
Do you have a game day breakfast?
I do have a game day breakfast.
Okay.
I always have an egg white omelet with mushrooms and cheddar cheese, and instead of the potatoes and all those nasty carbs, I get, like, some fruit on the side.
You know, Bonnie does the sideline reporting. She works with Dick Enberg, who
coincidentally has a problem with the word line. If you've ever heard him
line?
Say, like, the guy comes down to the 20-yard line,
yeah.
he says, line. Bledsoe down to the 5-yard line.
I think that's a broadcaster thing, isn't it?
It's
a broadcaster?
He does it now. You brought this up, I think, 10 years ago. You said this for the
line.
First time. And I'm watching Dick Ember call a game, and he did it so, it was so pronounced this time. He does it more now. You got to check it out. Just remember, really just try to concentrate when he
line.
Says
line.
Line. She works with Enberg and with Dan Dierdorf. Dan Dierdorf. How's Dan?
He's wonderful.
Dan Dierdorf.
He's a great guy.
Okay, now before we ask you the trashy questions, I'll ask you a real question.
Okay.
That girl from The View, you know, Meredith Vieira.
Okay.
Okay, she went to the Mets locker room, or she was on the field, and like she asked Mets guys questions like, who's got the biggest wood on the team? And all these female journalists got mad at her because they said, you're setting our entire movement back.
It flies in the face of everything that any legitimate female sportscaster does. Now, you got to remember, Meredith is not a sportscaster, so you kind of have to portray her in a different light. She's a journalist in her own right, but in a different field. And I think women who come into sportscasting after having come from somewhere else, like entertainment, just don't understand, and understandably, they don't get the protocol. You kind of have to be born and raised in the field to really understand what is kosher and what's not.
I read Sally Jenkins of the Post wrote a lengthy editorial about it. She was furious at Meredith Vieira for doing this, and I was curious, not being in that situation, I read this thing, and I kind of said to myself, is it that damaging? If somebody comes in from an entertainment show and just asks a few stupid questions, do you consider it like Sally Jenkins did, this giant setback that she's going to do damage, or do you think maybe there was just a little bit of an overreaction?
Well, honestly, guys, I mean, if you're brainwashed the way we are, it's like a major faux pas. For the average Joe on the street, do they care? No.
No.
But it's different the way it's looked at within the industry. You know, there was a former sportscaster who will remain unnamed, who was actually interviewing for The View to fill a spot, and she was on the show just kind of filling in, whatever, and they said, well, what do you do when you see Derek Jeter naked in the locker room? And she said, drop to my knees and thank God, which, you know, is really funny.
That's
actually
funny. Yeah, right.
But if you're a sportscaster, you're just like, oh my God.
Because do you feel like there's certain players that still, that you have to be on guard about stuff like that? Is that because of the attitude that the players might have? Because, I mean, that's the way it was.
There's always going to be somebody, you know, and you never want to paint with broad brush strokes, and I certainly think that...
Sure you do.
No, you don't. I don't.
Yeah, you do.
That's our job, isn't it?
There's always going to be the guy in the locker room who wants to see, okay, if I can get a reaction out of a woman, and they'll do it. But I've always been of the school of thought that you go in prepared for anything.
Who's the starting quarterback for San Diego
this week? Jim Harbaugh.
Who's starting quarterback for Miami?
Jay Fiedler.
Who's starting quarterback for Kansas City?
I'm looking at him. Melvin Sherback.
Pressure. Minnesota.
Dante Culpepper.
Okay, Green Bay.
Brett Favre.
Chicago.
Well, Cade McNown was bad, so isn't it Jim Miller now?
See, I'm just giving her the test right now.
Well, she's passing it with flying colors.
She's passing the test. How about Dallas?
Randall, that's kind of up in the air. Randall Cunningham for this week.
Or Troy.
It kind of depends on
Giants.
What day it is. Kerry Collins.
Eagles.
Donovan McNabb.
Raiders.
Gannon.
Seahawks.
Oh, is it Kidna or Heward this week? Kidna had the concussion, so it'll probably be Heward.
See, now, and I asked you all those questions for a reason, to prove that you do know a lot about the football games you're
Every
covering.
Every once in a while,
now,
I'll surprise you guys.
Now that...
Well,
now
you know,
that,
I couldn't have answered any of those. I mean, I could have answered a few of them.
That you answered all those, to prove that you do know what you're talking about, please don't be offended when I tell you how hot you are.
And wait a minute. If people out there could only see what I'm wearing, I look like the biggest dirtbag.
No,
you
do not. No.
Sweats on and a
Let me
sweat
tell you,
jacket.
We just came out the streets of Manhattan. We saw a lot of dirtbags down there. You do not have the dirtbag look.
And listen, there are a lot of women who know their deal. There's lots of girls on CBS, on ESPN,
sure,
who know their stuff.
Absolutely.
But frankly, I want a woman giving me sports to know her information. But it certainly does help if she looks like you, as opposed to, let's say, that beast Shelly Smith.
Oh, she,
have you seen
so
that girl on ESPN?
You know what? She's such an awesome journalist, you guys.
Okay.
I mean, she comes from a print background. She was a writer.
Well, okay.
And you can tell, though. I mean, I think, and I tend to be, I think, more critical as a woman watching women, because I want everybody to be great, so it's another one supporting the cause. You know, but when you watch a Shelly Smith, the stuff that rambles out of her mouth, she just knows, and you can tell right away whether you know or you don't know.
It is a visual medium. I'm saying that, yeah, I want my women to know their facts, but it doesn't help.
How you look is important in TV. I mean, Jerry Glanville, he's a coach, but he looks good, too. Glanville got the job on TV. You know, that's why he's all over the tube.
Hey, listen,
because he's a coach and he's a good-looking man.
He's a pretty girl. Hey, listen, all right, I won't talk about...
Jerry Glanville's a pretty girl?
He's a very pretty.
I'm sure he'll be glad you think so.
No, I won't talk about girls for a minute. We'll talk about guys for a second.
Okay.
Jim Nance, you know, Nancy, he's on our show all the time.
Oh, is he? He's a
great all the time.
Guy.
He's coming in tomorrow. We're going to yell at him about that ridiculous show that they have him doing, where they've got him outside with the other guys wearing the Madonna headsets.
And the CBS dancers, don't forget.
Yeah, and you know, the other week they had...
I actually auditioned for that as a backup, just in case I ever got fired.
The other day they had Sammy Hagar on.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm watching
this. He's a
this.
Pretty man.
I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, what the hell is Sammy Hagar doing on
Isn't
that show?
Isn't he going
show?
On tour? He's got something to promote.
Yeah, well, he had something to promote. Jim Nance, do you have much contact with old Nancy?
My first year at CBS, when I was in studio, kind of doing what Leslie Visser's doing now, I spent a lot of time with him. And during the basketball season, I work with him and Billy Packer for the NCAA tournament.
One step away from a nervous breakdown, don't you think?
Who?
Jim Nance. Just ready to snap.
You think? No. Yeah. I never got that impression.
Oh, okay.
He is so even keeled.
Oh, he's so uptight. That's the thing. It's the guys that are like that. It's the guys that come across as even keel that one of these days you're going to say, hey, we're coming back from break. Where's Jim Nance? And you'll hear like somebody crying in the broom closet. You'll just hear a whimpering. You'll hear a whimpering sound. It'll be Nancy over there going,
I can't do it.
Do you ever want to do play-by-play or color?
Never really had much aspirations of doing play-by-play or color, although having watched Monday Night. Now, I mean, in general, I don't know that I'm a huge proponent of three-man booths simply because there are three people talking in such a limited window of time, but if there was an opportunity to be a third man and to kind of elaborate on storylines and be the, you know, Dennis is probably plays more of a common man than I would want to play, but somebody who could kind of accentuate the broadcast, that's something I might be interested down the road.
Well, good, you should push for that because you're very talented and you'd be great in that regard.
Now, that would be really breaking ground, and of course,
absolutely,
you know, anytime, and you know, you have to recognize the fact that when women do break down those kind of barriers, especially in a sport like football, you do take a lot of heat. I think everybody knows that. That, I mean, it's a tough thing to do, but it'd be fun to see you do that.
Who's the backup quarterback for Indianapolis?
Indianapolis. Oh, my Lord. You know what? I have no idea. I can't imagine if anybody else playing besides
Peyton
Manning.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
It used to be...
If you give me a second, I'll come up with it.
Okay.
Is it Paul Justin?
I was going to say Justin. But you know what?
Way
I'm not sure that he's... Is he still there?
You know what? He might have signed with the XFL. I think he really did.
And who was the number one draft pick for the XFL?
Scott Milanovich.
Former Maryland guy.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right,
I'm so proud.
Who is the backup quarterback for the Oakland Raiders?
Oh.
I know this one.
Wow, he's the guy who
you do not.
The
I do
draft
too.
Pick out of Michigan.
Nope.
Who is it, Mike?
Jim Plunkett.
Oh, shut up, will you, please? Jim Plunkett.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh,
no, I know who it is. It's one of the Detmer boys. It's Coy Detmer or Ty Detmer. One of those.
No, isn't Ty Detmer in
Listen,
Philly?
There's like four
Ty
of the
Detmer. He was
one
in
of the
Philly.
Detmers was in Cleveland.
There's like four of the Detmers though that are currently in the NFL.
Shelly Detmer.
Ty and Coy are still in, but one of the I want to say. It was Ty Detmer who was in Cleveland.
So do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You don't? Please.
Is it one of those too busy things?
Guffaws.
Please, you don't have a boyfriend.
I don't have time this time.
What do you have? What do you have, a boy toy?
I wish.
So you come on. Look at you.
Yeah,
you're hot. You know your football. You're on a goddamn national spotlight every week. There's not a man in your life?
I get nice letters.
You get nice letters? When you have dated, obviously, at some point in your life, you've had a significant other, have you?
Sure.
Okay, when you have had that significant other, has that individual been connected with broadcasting or sports?
Some have been and some haven't been.
Okay, do you prefer the relationships with those who are not in the field?
If I'm going to date somebody who's outside of the field, I want them to like sports. But it's hard trying to find the balance between, like, being a total sports center freak and you see them in a bar and they're like, oh, my God, Bonnie Bernstein.
Right.
You know, or just being a total, you know, love of the arts, don't know the difference between a football and a pitch.
Do you get a lot of guys like that who come up to you and go, Bonnie, I watch you on the TV, and when I watch you on the TV, I'm alone at home.
Yeah, I would imagine you get approached.
The letters from the prisoners are like, I would be so appreciative if you could just send me no larger than a 4x6. You know, and they're giving me dimensions, too. Like, not only do I know you're going to send me a picture, but I want it this exact size with the half-inch white border. You know, and you know that's going straight up on the cell block, and I don't want to know what happens after that, you know?
Who's the backup quarterback for Green Bay?
For Green Bay? I don't know.
Danny Werfel.
Is he?
He is.
He was in New Orleans, and I was just asking somebody the other day where he went.
How many World League teams can you name?
Thankfully, and I'm proud to say none.
Amsterdam Admirals.
That's where Kurt Warner came from.
Okay.
Don is quite the fan.
Barcelona Dragons.
He likes anything football.
Yeah, I'm a sap.
Now, Werfel played in the World League.
Yeah, Danny Werfel played for the Rhine Fire last year.
Okay.
And they won the championship.
Why? Okay.
But are the Barcelona Dragons still
Frankfurt
Galaxy?
You have so much time on your hands.
Do I get credit for Barcelona Dragons? Are they still in the league?
Yes. I already said them, though.
You did?
Yeah.
How about the Claymores?
Scottish Claymores.
Scottish Claymores.
Right.
I never even heard of them.
Yeah, the Claymores.
Please. You're a sportscaster. You should know this.
Oh, no.
You work in football.
Too much.
The Holland Tulip.
There's no such thing as a Holland Tulip.
Do you get guys that walk up to you like on game day that are trying to maybe hit on you, but they're trying to pretend that they're just talking football? Like, hey, Bonnie, you like the Detroit-Miami game?
Game day's kind of weird, and I get this from, you know, colleagues who I know, you know, somebody who from ESPN might be working a game when I'm working a game. People tell me that I've got, like, such tunnel vision with the game face on Sundays that they don't want to come near me.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
And I don't think that I'm that intimidating of a person.
You seem very nice to me.
Well, see?
I think you are, but that's a turn-on that you are so intimidating. It is.
I'm not, though. Okay, you guys have known me for years. Am I the least bit intimidating?
A little bit. But in a good way. That's a compliment.
Intimidating, but I don't mean it any
other way.
I think you're confident. I think you're... But intimidating is not a word I would use to describe you. I don't find you intimidating.
Well,
but then again, I find no women intimidating.
See, confidence on the air, though, is a different thing. Because if you don't come off as confident on the air, people will immediately, like right off the bat, snap of the finger, will start questioning your knowledge.
See, I don't have any confidence off the air. So, I mean, when the microphone would go off, I'd be like, thanks for coming on the show, Monica. It's really great having you here. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much. How about those Barcelona Dragons?
So there's no boyfriend?
No, sir.
No boyfriend?
No. If you have any recommendations, let me know. Mm-hmm. I require a full set of teeth and half a brain.
Oh, that leaves our listeners.
Very low maintenance.
Would you ever go out with a married guy? That's a legit question.
Yeah, that would be my first requirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, they're the safest.
That's right.
Why is that?
They can be completely controlled and manipulated.
That's right.
Well, I don't mind the control and manipulation part, but if they could toss the ring and show me the divorce.
Buzz, our news guy over here, married. How many years, Buzz?
25.
25 years. Buzz has, right now, 13, 14 girlfriends.
Excellent.
All the time he's out there.
He's got a very open marriage.
Yes. Seriously, though, I mean, you know, I'm kidding. I'm married for 20 years. Mike's married for 6.
My
Buzz
parents
married
are married for almost 36.
Yes. What about our driver, Richard? Have you seen Richard?
I have not seen Richard.
That's
Richard.
That's Richard. He's a great
Richard
guy.
Richard is being totally embarrassed now.
No, he's not.
He's on the other side of the window.
No, he's not. I'm telling you.
Nobody knows Little Italy like Richard knows Little Italy.
Sure. He's got a thing for you. He's got, as the kids say, a Jones for you.
A Jones.
He has. Richard, come here.
Come here, Richard. Come on in here.
Come meet Bonnie Bernstein.
Meet Bonnie.
Meet Bonnie Bernstein, the great Bonnie Bernstein from CBS.
Richard is a wonderful guy. Richard, Bonnie, Richard.
Hello, Richard. Oh, pleasure to meet you. How are you?
Hi there. Okay,
do you
now.
Let these guys embarrass you like this?
All the time.
That's
the time.
Not, listen,
that's part of the driving deal, right?
Maybe you'd like to
ride. Driver slash
Maybe like
model for embarrassment.
Run out and get Bunny some fresh cannolis.
Why don't you take the initiative and take Mike's microphone and
take Mike's money.
Go ahead and work your magic on Bunny.
The only thing is, though, I know absolutely nothing about football, though.
Oh no,
baseball's a good sport.
Baseball, yeah.
Sure.
All right, we'll get out, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
You know, okay. All I know is that all
gave you the ball.
That is so not right, Dom.
You know any of the New York Jets, though?
What's that?
From Long Island. Do you know any of the Jets from Long Island?
Do I know any of the Jets from Long Island? You know, the guys from Long Island?
Right, the guys from Long
Island. Like the Testaverdes of Vinny from Elmont kind of guys?
Yeah.
I mean,
Monty Brinstein is passing all the tests today.
Yeah, get out, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, get out. All I know is that Bonnie, seriously, the guy picked me up today. All he says, Monty Brinstein could be on your show today? God, I love her. I love her so much. I love Bonnie Brinstein. Could I meet Bonnie? Look at him right now. Yeah, he's going, yeah. All right, so yeah, I love Bonnie Brinstein.
Make a couple of phone calls. Hey, Boo, I just met Bonnie Brinstein. She's fantastic. She is so fantastic.
All right, so you're going to Detroit. Jesus Christ, what a hellhole.
Hey, good play. Good choice for a Super Bowl. Detroit, too. I was happy to hear that.
I don't think
yesterday.
That's ours.
Oh, that's another network's right. When you go to Detroit, you certainly don't stay in Detroit,
I don't
right?
know where we... Well, see, the worst part about Detroit is you have to drive an hour to get to the Silver Dome.
It's
such a nightmare. I don't know where we stay. I haven't even looked to see where we're staying yet. I haven't gotten that far in my week.
You party when you go out?
Oh, yeah. Detroit's big party town.
Well, no, I mean, just in general. For instance, last Saturday night in Buffalo.
Another stellar party town.
Night before the game. Well, let's say you go...
Can we try, like, Miami or something?
All right, let's say you're going down to Miami to do a Dolphins game. Do you go to South Beach on the night before the game?
No, because you know why? We stay in Fort Lauderdale because pro players closer to Fort Lauderdale than it is South Beach. But I did my exciting trip to Miami last time when we did, what did we do, Jets Dolphins or Bills Dolphins? I don't know. But we had Saturday during the day off, so what did I do? This is how lame I am. I went to a college football game. I went to Miami FSU.
You know what?
So you're a purist.
See, now you want to know why I don't have a boyfriend. That's what I do.
When you lived in the D.C. area, where did you go? What I mean is, when you went and hung out, where did you go?
Were you a Terp?
I was. And when I went on my recruit trip to GW, I went to the 21st Amendment, I don't even know that it still exists in Georgia.
I'm not sure if it still exists, but I remember it.
And my recruit year was the last year the drinking age was 18. So I was just under the cusp, and I thought it was really cool that I was in Georgetown, and I was drinking. I wasn't supposed to be drinking, but College Park, at the time when I was there, they didn't have the Metro line that went from College Park, where our campus is, down to Georgetown.
Would you go to the VU?
No. See, the VU is the Greek bar. There were four bars.
They had plenty of entertainment, Greek style.
See, there's a bar on each corner of Route 1. There's the VU, and they're all categorized. They all have their little groups. The VU is the Greek bar. The Cellar, which is no longer the Cellar. I'm not sure what
I think
is.
I've been in there. I've been in almost all of them.
See, now that was the Jock bar. Uh-oh.
Oh, Bonnie, you want me to answer that? Can I answer that?
I'm turning it off.
No, come on, answer it.
Answer
it. See who it is, Bonnie. Go ahead.
It's Jim.
It's Jim now.
I need you now.
Bonnie, am I going to be fired? See who it is. Answer it. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I can't.
Why?
Because the keys are locked. I don't even know how to use my own phone. See, I thought I turned it off, but I didn't.
Bonnie, it's Jim. Nats. I miss you terribly.
Hey, Bonnie, now, I know you were in town for the Ravens game, the Redskins-Ravens game.
Uh-huh.
So where did you go when you were in town on the Saturday night before the Redskins-Ravens?
For the Skins-Ravens game, well, my best friend lives in Springfield in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
And her little boy is like my godson, so I actually wound up staying with him.
A quiet evening, kind of sedate.
God, you're nothing but boring stories.
So lame.
Nothing but boring.
But you do look good in the running suit. I mean, I know you don't think you look good in the running suit.
You do.
I was going to say to you guys, you know when you've had your makeup on all day and you just get that... But then I realized talking to you.
Hold on. You don't know what I was just doing right before you came up.
I don't want to know what's going on with that desk.
He had your 8x10 glossy nose.
I was down on the street.
4x6, Mike.
I was down on the street in an adult diaper with my
adult bookstore.
With my face painted Mets colors. So right before you came in, I was actually in the bathroom washing the makeup
off. We had a Mets Yankee bet, and Don lost the bet, so he had to stand on the street
for an hour in an adult diaper, and his face painted with the Mets colors, and I had a bullhorn telling everybody how pretty a girl he was.
I would imagine that's a good look for you.
Oh, are you going to pull that up on the web right now, Charlie?
Do we have the pictures on the web already?
Modern technology.
It's incredible,
the
isn't it?
The information superhighway.
That is truly wonderful.
All right, here you go, Bonnie.
Now, this is soft porn, isn't it? Right here?
Yeah, I think it would qualify as soft porn.
Now, take a look at this and tell me now.
Nice tan lines.
I know you said that you're not really into married guys, but look at that. How could you not be interested in that?
That is a sight to behold.
There I am in an adult diaper, nice cigar going.
You know what you're missing? The giant safety pin.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a nice thing. You know, we get the Pee Wee Herman sized safety pin. That would have been fantastic.
Jesus, that is an awful picture. You know, I wish they would have given me choice of photos before they put one of those up on the web.
They should have made you leave the headphones on.
The leg placement. It almost looks like your knees are together.
No, you know what you need? You need the black socks pulled all the way up to your knees. That would have been perfect.
Hello there. It's time to go to the game, please. Okay. All right. Click off that now. Oh, it says next. Let's go to next.
Matt Hasselbeck. Why didn't that name just pop into my head?
I don't know.
Is he the backup quarterback?
Yeah. Matt Hasselbeck is the second stringer for Green Bay. Danny Werfel is the third stringer. You're right.
I don't know why that just popped into my head.
That means technically you've gotten them all right.
God damn. You are my dream girl.
I'm
look
sorry.
At that.
There's another angle, though.
Matt Hasselbeck. Oh, and there I am on the street interviewing somebody.
Why don't you hit next
that's
again?
Mike.
Oh, let's hit next. Oh, that's Mike. Oh, I'm sorry.
Interviewing somebody. Hi, how are you?
Oh, now there's a dangerous shot, Bonnie. There I am actually in traffic. In my adult diaper.
Hey, who needs traffic cops if we got Don standing in the street?
My big ass hanging out. Oh, that's another flattering shot.
That's the cabbie you challenged to run
now,
you over.
Now, what size diaper would that be?
That would be large. The largest we could find.
Oh, my God. They're the fitted briefs.
Yes,
thank
they
God.
Are.
I can
would you, would you like to take some home? We've got a whole bunch. We've got a whole packet full.
You know, I've got depends on hold till I go through menopause. Thank you.
All right, let's stop clicking on these photos. Now, I think Bonnie's seen enough of these photos. Bonnie, we do want to give you our sex quiz.
Oh.
Okay, now.
I just told you I didn't have a boyfriend. What do you need to know?
It doesn't matter.
Every celebrity, we've had presidential candidates take this sex quiz. The libertarian presidential candidate.
Well, if they actually win or not.
No. It's not win or lose.
Okay.
It's simply a way to look into your life. And so you know, all of us have taken this sex quiz.
That's correct.
Also, and we will compare your results against our results and against the results of celebrities like
Jim Nance, I think, took the sex quiz.
Oh, sure, Nancy took it.
Hannah Storm took it.
Yes, people from your field. Dennis Franz is the most recent celebrity who took the quiz.
Dennis Franz took the sex quiz. Everybody takes the sex quiz, and it's
well,
a wonderful, wonderful quiz. Buzz keeps score, and then you will be graded.
Right, now, there's no right or wrong answer on this, okay?
That's right.
Just honesty, and we have 14 questions.
Is this like the polygraph test in Meet the Parents?
Not at all.
No.
Okay.
It's
much easier.
Bonnie, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
No. There's Bonnie, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
Yes.
Yes. Bonnie, have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No.
Not with Shelley Smith?
No.
Have you? Well, no, that wouldn't be lesbian because she's a man.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Very cold.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yeah.
Thank you for honest answers.
Bonnie, have you ever enjoyed hot...
You know, my parents still think I'm a virgin, so I'm screwed.
Oh, please. They know that's not true. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Oops, sorry. Have you ever... Bonnie, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No. God, I'm really boring, aren't I?
No, that's okay. Believe me, we've covered the gamut on this quiz.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
That's my girl. Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
It's an important one, Bonnie.
Okay.
You ever had sex in the no-no?
In the no-no?
The bad spot.
No.
Right. Good. Good girl.
Where's my doggy bug?
I want to tell you something. That's the most important one.
That's nasty.
Remember, that is an exit, not an entrance.
That's Don's most important question.
I think I have a gate up there.
You could get...
Don't go there.
That's my girl. You could get wrong on all the rest of them. That one, you're great.
I've never seen you get this excited during a sex quiz.
I'm sure you have, just not that way.
Bonnie, do you swallow?
Not most of the time.
That'd be a yes. That would be a yes.
All right. Bonnie, have you J-O'd today?
No.
Bonnie, have you ever had sex in a car?
Hmm. Yeah.
Two more questions.
Okay.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
And what is your total number of sexual partners? You can round it off if you like. 50...
Less than 20,
she says.
Buzz, I think we have a kind of middle of the pack towards Girl Scout here.
Very vanilla.
Yeah.
All right, Buzz.
Can we get Buzz a microphone over there? Hey, come on over here, Buzz. Yes. Get up for
Buzz.
Tough for him to get up.
This is great sex trivia music, by the way.
Yeah, this is our porno music.
It's like putting it in an elevator kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, Buzz, how did Bonnie score?
Bonnie Bernstein got a very respectable 6 yes answers on her test.
6 yes answers, which puts her in the company of what celebrities, Buzz? Who else scored around the same?
Most of our other celebrities scored higher than that, so it makes her a very pure...
The record holder would be...
Greg Brady.
Greg Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Who not only was yes to most questions, but his final answer of partners was...
They were all with Florence Henderson.
Wasn't it 500?
It was between 80 and 100.
80 and 100.
Between 80 and 100.
I think it was more than that.
All right, well, Bonnie, get out of here. Go to your Detroit game this weekend.
Thank you.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
You know what? I got to go into work and copy expense reports. That's what I'm doing.
Because, you know, we're all going out tonight.
Aww.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty scene when we're out there on the town in Manhattan.
Please take pictures in your diaper and send them to me via
the internet.
And later on, Dom, we'll be trying the diaper on again. It'll be very exciting.
Bonnie, it was a pleasure having you come by.
Thanks, guys.
May I shake your hand?
Bonnie Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen.
She's wonderful.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you very much.
Really wonderful. She's great.
Terrific. Answered all our questions. It was great having her on the show.
Now, you have to get out while we're on the air so we can talk about it.
That's right. Talk about you as you leave.
Sure, I take the headphones off.
All right, thank you, Bonnie. Enjoy.
This is on.
You want a bottle of water for the road?
Yeah. Sure.
It's a gift from me to you.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks for coming by.
The lovely Bonnie Bernstein.
She is pretty. You got all hot and bothered.
Yes, I did.
And you know what question did that? It was the no-no spot.
That's right.
That's interesting.
That's a good girl. She doesn't like it there.
Good girl.
That's a good girl.
That's Bonnie Bernstein.
She doesn't like it in her pooper.
Fantastic.
Bonnie
She's
Bernstein.
A great interview. She's really a wonderful guest.
Mm-hmm. Very nice woman. And really, and the reason I asked her all those questions is that she does know her stuff about football.
Yeah. You know, I'm almost thinking... Bonnie Bernstein moved up on the list almost into Leah Remini territory for you today.
No, oh no.
Really?
The football? No.
The no-no spot?
No. Well, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Absolutely.
A little bit. Yeah, she's hot.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
I was asking for the groove.
That's right.
For the groove.
No, we all
please. Sound of body bound.
Oh, no.
Duct tape around her mouth.
Oh, no.
In our rental car later tonight.
Stop it, all of you.
Bonnie Bernstein from the NFL on CBS. Goddamn. She's marvelous. Listen, she's marvelous.
She's marvelous. It was a marvelous interview.
God, I'm queer for her. A few phone calls today. People are waiting to talk to us. Yes, let's do that. I know we got to do a break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, you're going to be taking calls tonight?
Yes, yeah. Hi, you're on the air. What do you want?
Well, I just wanted to mention I went to high school with Bonnie Bernstein.
Really?
And yes. And if you think she's hot, you should see her younger sister.
What's her younger sister's name?
It's escaping me, but
Terrific. That's terrific.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo.
Hey, 40.
A confident voice from home.
Her younger sister's name is Carl.
Carl Bernstein. Hey, it's Mr. 40.
Hey, 40, how you doing?
I'm chilling. Just thought I'd make a long-distance call for free.
Yeah, right. Because we're here and he's there. Missed you out on the street today, 40.
Yeah, I heard, man. It was rough, huh?
I tell you, I have to give Don his props.
He's a stand-up guy.
You go to that website, there's some awful pictures of my ass right out in the middle of 5 o'clock traffic.
Very good perspective shots. Very well done.
I'm rushing to the keyboard right now.
Do it, 40. Oh, listen, need to talk to you next week about another major assignment.
All right.
A major assignment for Mr. 40. However, you're going to have to run it by Mrs. 40 because it involves girls.
Okay, okay.
Okay?
But yeah, you'll enjoy it.
I'll let her drink a 40 first, and then, you know.
That's the way to do it.
You asked her.
Okay. 40 of the week. This week is Coke 45,
hey,
baby.
The old standby.
That's right.
That's the 40 of the week.
40 of the week. Everybody rush out and get a Coke 45. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
All right, goodbye, 40.
All right, talk to you next week.
Hey, call next week. Really, because I got another bit for you.
All right, man.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. I feel you.
Love Mr. 40. Who let the dogs out?
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, yeah, Bonnie's sister name's Babs.
Babs.
He's a real sweetie.
Babs Bernstein?
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
My name's Michael. I'm calling you from Reno, and I got to tell you, Bonnie Bernstein used to be a sportscaster here, and she is totally hot.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, I know. We think so. We've thought so for a long time.
And the answer to does she swallow is yes.
Oh,
yeah, like,
stop
yeah,
it,
yeah,
you.
Like you know.
Right.
Like you know.
Pig boy.
Yeah, like,
I'm here, man. She was here.
Like you know. Please. Hello, God. Don and Mike's show.
Don?
You gotta love this audience, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the greatest audience in the world.
Yeah, I know her.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what?
I'd just like to say I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
And I'd rather sit in New York naked wearing the Red Sox colors than root for the Yankees.
Well, you know, a bet is a bet, sir. And now that the bet is over, I will go back to my original team. And I know that I turned a lot of you Red Sox fans off. And I'm a Red Sox fan. I will always be a Red Sox fan. And that's all there was to it. But, you know, it was the World Series. It was the Subway Series. Mm-hmm. We're on in New York City. And I thought it was a good bet.
All right, listen, goodbye. We got to do a break. We'll come
I'm
back.
So very sorry, Don. When will they let me forget?
We'll take more of your phone calls when we get back. And Richard, aren't you married? Aren't you married with kids?
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
Not anymore?
Oh, no wonder he was giving me the whole thing about Bonnie Bernstein. I love Bonnie Bernstein.
Richard, are you between marriages right
what,
now?
What, I thought you were, like, married with kids and junk like that. Richard?
Here comes the nervous Richard.
Well, pending litigation. Absolutely. No, I'm single.
Oh, so this is...
So are you in the separated category?
Yeah, that's why, actually, I got really
excited
with Bonnie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, all right. I told you, he had a real boner for Bonnie.
She told me she liked you, Richard.
Yeah.
Boner for Bonnie.
Right. Well, it's okay.
Go get her those condoms.
I got the hotel she's staying at.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, right. Richard, you got a shot. All right, get out of here, Richard.
I like another caller, you know,
get out.
All right, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. I mean, really, today, that's all I heard the whole way over.
Right.
You know, Charlie tells me we got Bonnie Bernstein. Oh,
Bonnie Bernstein. Can I meet her?
God, Bonnie Bernstein is hot. Oh, my God.
I have to meet her. Did Pete Johnson get a chance to meet her?
Oh, my God.
No. Did Peter get a chance to meet her?
When she does a Jets game and I watch her, oh, my God, it's sexual.
I love her.
I love her.
She is wonderful. What is it about her?
Okay, phone calls and then buzz. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, it's been a very exciting day.
What a day it's been.
Out on the streets of Manhattan in my diaper, we had our actor, RJ, our friend from One Life to Live, came by.
Very exciting.
Bonnie Bernstein. Tomorrow we'll be yelling at Jimmy Nance on this show. Nancy.
Absolutely.
Brand new low-budget Jeff RD for you tomorrow.
Yay. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And I'm up in New York, and I've been listening to Opie and Anthony. They, of course, mentioned to all of us New Yorkers that you were out on the street because we didn't know you were there. And then I went by the web, and I saw some pretty scary pictures.
Oh, those are beautiful pictures, sir. You saw a very handsome man wearing a beautiful, beautiful adult diaper.
I got to say, with those legs, I'm kind of wondering if you're free to go shopping for furniture later.
No, he says, see, he's very attracted to you.
Ah, well, you know, it just let me say this. It takes a big man to admit that he's interested sexually in another man.
I think this man is showing a great deal of courage, and, you know, that's what makes the web so special.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
No, actually, we were just looking at those hideous pictures with Bonnie Bernstein. God damn, that is embarrassing.
And she did look good in her running suit.
Yes, she did. She sure enough did, Mike. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
As a matter of fact, that last guy was so gay, I bet he liked American Psycho.
I'm sure he loved American Psycho, especially the scene where the guy's putting on his face peel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Don. How you doing? This is Charlie from South Portland.
Oh, Charlie from South Portland, Maine. Oh, is this the guy who let my brother stay with him?
Yes.
How are you, Charlie?
Great, great. Listen, I don't want to drag it down. I just wanted to say thank you for all the gifts. I got them.
Oh, you know what? I think Rob, didn't you send this guy a nice care package or somebody? Somebody sent him a care package for taking care of my brother.
Rob would never send that kind of package on his own.
Oh, that's right. Rob is not the listener's friend.
Not at all.
That's right.
Well,
I'm lazy.
Well, Charlie, thank you. We do appreciate it.
No, thanks a lot. You guys went way over and above, you didn't need to do it.
Well, you're a wicked good listener, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Charlie.
Nobody I'd rather hear from than goddamn Charlie.
He's the guy who let my brother stay at his house. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, am I the 100th caller?
You're the 100th caller.
What?
What? No, eat me.
Why don't you be more like Charlie? He's wicked nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Oh, come on.
Have you had the hot cocoa they have here? It is wicked good.
What can we do for you?
No hot cocoa. I'm not sure exactly what I should do. I'm with two girls, and I'm not sure which one I should be with.
All right, go ahead, explain.
Well, I've been seeing one for 3 years.
Yeah?
And I just hooked up with another girl, and I can't pick. They both know about each other. They both call. They fight on the phone, and they hate each other.
Yeah, go with the one with the smaller penis. That's the answer here. Go with the one with the smaller penis.
All right, so that's the way we always play it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
small penises.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, great pictures. I just took a look at the web, man. Great pictures.
Yeah, well, that's some. You should only strive to look as good in a diaper as I look in mine, Dennis.
Hey, I was a guy before, so I know how you felt.
Well, how you been, Dan?
Okay, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing just super. What can we do for you today?
Hey, I'm going to be reporting on the Best Score campaign for KCJJ Radio.
You're going to be reporting on the presidential election.
Yeah, next Tuesday, I'm going to go to the Bush and Gore parties afterwards and interview people.
Hmm. Oh, on KCJJ, that is our affiliate in Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa City. So,
Dennis, are you going to be going to the national headquarters in Washington?
I'm going to both headquarters, yes.
In D.C.
Yeah, in D.C.
And you're going to be reporting for our affiliate in Iowa City?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, congratulations. Now, have you been credentialed for this?
They're sending me press credentials.
All right, and look for Dennis on his new show this week with Tom Gavin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey!
You know, for those of you wondering, officially about the apocalypse, if Dennis Murphy actually gets a press credential to cover the elections on election night,
it's officially over.
That's the sign.
That's when we're going to get that super deluxe meteor shower.
Max your credit cards to the limit.
That's when it's all coming apart.
Don't matter. Hello.
Hey, Don, you know what? Confucius say panties not best thing on earth, but next to it.
Huh?
That was an intelligent call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Remember the movie Batman, the first one?
Yes.
At the end where the Joker's going through, flying around, picking up all the balloons?
Right.
Did Don look anything like that big fat baby one they had, the big balloon in the diaper?
Go to the web. Take a look at my beautiful ass.
Now, you remember that scene. That's why you guys laughed.
I laughed. No, this guy's funny. But go to the web. Look at my beautiful ass.
New and improved Joker product.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
You talking about that color guy on King and Queens a while ago.
Yes.
What characters he play?
Hey, you know, I'd like to say I like it when Don says that because I know he's joking. I'm not sure I like it when you say it. So.
I'm just joking too.
Okay,
sir.
Very good. Okay. It just sounded a little too genuine coming out of your mouth.
It's just because I have this accent.
Okay. What's his name on the show?
His name is Victor Williams. He plays Deacon.
Deacon.
Deacon?
Yeah.
This Deacon your mouth.
You know that one? I'm not that even mad good. At. That's
you
funny.
Can't get mad when they're funny.
That's funny.
And that caught us all by surprise.
That's good. Jesus. Don and Mike show. Don't delete that out, you guys. That was a funny joke. Hello.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to know what the website was for Don in Diaper.
www.wnew.com. Charlie, hey, what's the website for NEW?
That's right.
www.wnew.com.
That's
and
it.
Then click
okay.
on the click
Thanks
on the Don, click
Bye.
On Don and Mike. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. Go get your bring your computer into the bathroom. Stand in the tub and make your own penthouse centerfold.
Listen, all you girls, go ahead. J.O. Get yourself ready.
No, they don't have the J.O. You know, just with the diaper and the whole theme, they could be like one of Guccione's girls.
You want them to urinate
sure.
while they're looking at my picture?
Well, whatever gets them going, you know.
Listen, girls, I'm telling you, if it's Thursday night, get yourself a nice big jar of Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get yourself a bottle of wine.
Right.
Go to the website
uh-huh.
and cut loose.
And enjoy, you know, what is really a stimulating photograph. Or be like, you know, one of Guccione's girls.
Hello. I'm Bob Guccione. All of my girls in penthouse relieve themselves. It's our new turn on.
Go ahead, rub yourself raw. Knock yourself out.
Rub yourself roar.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Buddy.
Hi, buddy.
You know, just one little clarification. The backup quarterbacks in Oakland are Bobby Hoying and Rodney Peet.
Oh, all right. Wrong about that one. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Hey, like guys like that. Uh-huh. And now he's satisfied.
Yeah. Well, he was right, though.
Now it's slowly going back to unturgid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah. Hey, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Deacon.
What?
Deacon.
Deacon, your mouth. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Mike.
Yes?
This is totally out of the blue.
Yes.
At one point, you had mentioned that you had items of some sort of antiquity on your property. Did you ever find anything?
God, that's a long time. You mean like Civil War stuff?
Exactly, because I do that for a hobby.
No, I never really, you know, I got a metal detector to see if I could find like belt buckles and muskets and stuff, and I think I did it for like 15 minutes and got bored.
You and a metal detector is a picture I had.
I still have my metal detector.
I believe you do.
Somebody, I went to a party.
Along with your slot machines.
I went to a party, shocker, and somebody was talking about how there are artifacts around where I live, and so I immediately wanted to run out and get the finest metal detector money could buy.
Hello, Don. And
that's how I found
yeah.
That's how I... Hey, shut up. I had something funny.
What?
That metal detector, that's how I found Buzz.
Listen, let's just...
I think that's your guy.
I do, too.
I think he's your guy working up some new material for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Sucks. This sucks. Totally sucks. You suck.
He's amusing me. I've not turned him off yet.
Oh, Rob, you don't like him either?
No, he sucks.
Okay, delete that out.
Maybe that last part.
Delete that out.
There was some real talent.
The last thing the guy said was F you, Don and Mike.
He sucks.
I thought it was good until the end.
Sucks.
I didn't mind it.
Hated it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Why do you hate it? Because you think it was your guy?
No, I just think it sucks.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
I want to say that really evil. It sucks.
Hello, you're on the air. Last call. We got to go to Buzz.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, yo.
Hey, what's going on? Let me just ask you a question.
Yes.
Am I the only black guy that hates Mr. 40?
No, lots of black guys hate Mr. 40.
I mean, okay, I got a challenge I would like to issue to him.
All right, go ahead.
Besides the fact of me shoving that 40 bottle straight up his ass.
Oh, God.
I promise you, just give me one chance to kick his ass. Could I do it on the air?
No.
Please?
No.
I mean, if I don't, I'll pull his panties down and kick him.
All right, go ahead. Issue your challenge. Go ahead.
Like I said, I just want to kick his ass right there on the air, maybe in WJFK, just for no reason, just because I hate his voice.
All right, I don't know why people don't love Mr. 40. We love Mr. 40.
And I promise you guys,
yeah,
I will pull down his little panties and kiss him right on his ass. Because I'll kiss it if I can't kick it.
All right, thank you. Goodbye now. Let's hear the buzz music, please. Because it's time to go for the news of the comments. With RJ's favorite feature, RJ, you know, from One Life to Live.
That's right, Buzz's favorite, RJ's favorite newsman.
Is Buzz Burbank. Let's go there now.
In a world
that guy's screaming,
radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way
to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I liked the guy who was screaming. I didn't like the end when he said, F you, Don and Mike.
Well, you know, Rob gave me that nice buzz line about digging Buzz up.
See, that's why you didn't like him.
That's why.
Because you had
like
a joke you wanted to
use. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly why.
I think if you took the joke out of the equation.
Yeah, well, F it. I'm not going to.
The guy wasn't bad. Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, next week's election results may be coming in next year.
Oh, you are such a fear monger.
Yes, I am.
But everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I get my head cut on DeKalb Avenue. I ain't never been in a barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't have time to dice white people up in a little group. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian, you Romanian cracker.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Want to say thanks again to everybody here at NEW who helped us out today with the On the Street broadcast. Pete Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Yep, good job, Pete.
Our great engineer who we're going to bring in tomorrow and have him dial for transvestites.
Fantastic.
Also, thanks to Opie and Anthony.
Yep, good guys.
Who we love, the guys down the hall. And Ron and Fezzi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fez, if possible, I'd like to come in tonight and see you with your makeup on.
Absolutely. Hey.
Rude and rude.
Rude and rude.
Everybody's very nice at WNEW.
Yes, they are.
Now here is Buzz Burbank. And, of course, as you know, he's nice.
Yes, very nice.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Because he's nice.
Of course he is.
Here he is. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You may have heard this, and that we might not know the winner of the presidential race on election night or even the morning after election night.
That's BS.
I agree. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, there's a lot of talk about this, and we're hearing it could be now, maybe nearly Thanksgiving, or even after New Year's.
Oh, come on.
We know for sure
come
who
on,
won.
Come on, please.
Now, as you've most certainly heard, it's a close race, and there'll be a flurry of votes by mail on the West Coast that won't be counted right away.
I think if anything happens, maybe the most upside-down thing that'll happen will be that either one of the guys,
right,
Bush or Gore,
right,
will win the majority of the popular vote,
mm-hmm,
but will lose in the electoral college.
The only way I think that could happen, I mean, the way the polls are looking right now, the only person that could do that would be Gore. I think that's the only scenario where because I think Bush, you know, in all the popular polls, most of them, is kind of pulling away right now, and they're saying that Gore has strength in certain states. Because I think if Bush wins the electoral votes, he's also going to win the popular vote. I think that's the way.
Yeah, but there's no way it's going to be so close that this is like an election in like Russia, where you see the guy counting the votes out of the box like 3 days later.
Well, I also think that polls are just that. I mean, they really are. Polls are not necessarily going to...
Mike, be honest. Pollocks. I don't know why you still insist on calling them polls.
Me and my political correctness.
They're Pollocks. How many Pollocks does it take to have a presidential election?
Two. One to hold the election, the other to spin the house around.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
The state of Washington won't count the last of its mail-in votes until November 22nd. And if, for example, Bush does win the popular vote and Gore wins the electoral vote, then the winner won't be decided until the Electoral College meets on December.
What the hell is that with counting them in? When are they going to count them?
Then the state of Washington should secede from the Union.
In the computer age especially, what the hell is their problem?
Washington aside, the Electoral College meets on December 18th.
Right.
And if the popular vote goes to Bush and the Gore wins the Electoral College, then it will be up to the Electoral College to make the decision December 18th.
Everybody, I know everybody loves and respects Buzz, but listen to me now, please. I know you think I'm a big mouth, I'm a blowhard. I'm telling you something. By the time you go to bed next Tuesday night, you're going to know who won the election. And for those of you listening to us on the West Coast, you're going to know before you have dinner on Tuesday night who won the election. Please.
Many people on the West Coast may know before they vote who the winner is.
Please. Next story, Buzz.
I think you're right.
This is simply your fear-mongering again.
Our CBS exit poll has projected Al Gore is the winner. That's what they do. They still do that,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. And they say they're going to do
Haven't they been forbidden to do that?
No, they have not. They've been asked not to do it, but the networks have decided to ignore that request.
Right, because
they say they will announce a winner before the people on the West Coast
are finished
voting.
I do believe that that is damaging, because I think when you do get an election that's close, I think, you know, people do listen to that on the East Coast, and that prevents them from voting a lot of times.
No, listen, Mike, that is the price you pay. There's a good thing and a bad thing with living on the East Coast and West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about living on the East Coast is your vote counts.
Right.
The bad news is if you live on the East Coast, Monday Night Football doesn't get over till midnight.
Right.
So the good news is on the West Coast, the bad news on the West Coast is your vote doesn't count. However,
right.
Monday Night Football, it's over at 10 o'clock on Monday night.
Pretty good stuff.
Right, there you go. That's the balance you pay.
Life is full of trade-offs.
The ups and downs. Airline delays all over the country can be explained with just one word. LaGuardia. New York's LaGuardia Airport has more delays than any airport in America.
Not from our experience, Buzz.
In fact, LaGuardia is the source of nearly one out of four airline delays in the entire country.
Hey, Robbie, how many circles did that idiot pilot we have today make before he landed?
I counted between 3.5 and 4. We were just up in the sky.
We were just circling. Nowhere to go, just circling.
I am so glad I take the train.
They told him to do that because of all the traffic. And these figures are according to a new report from the Federal Aviation Administration. There were 9 times as many delayed flights last year as the year before, as the skies and runways get more crowded. Just recently, 200 flights were added at LaGuardia, and back in September, LaGuardia set a record with nearly 1,400 takeoffs and landings in just one day.
I'll tell you the problem with LaGuardia. Here's the problem. Is it raining outside?
Yes.
Cancel the flight.
Flight's canceled.
Right. That's what they do. And furthermore, just a word for Delta Airlines and the Delta Shuttle, okay?
Yes. I like that.
Okay, first off, to call it a sky deli is what that is that is an insult to anybody who really has ever been to a deli.
Right, and the delis in New York City are the greatest
because
in the world.
What you're getting is a bag with a crappy bagel in it and a Ricolita lozenge in it.
Ricola,
excuse me.
They gave you a cough drop?
Yes.
Not today.
No, today was vitamin C.
Right.
But all summer they've given us cough drops.
That's nice.
Also, please, when the girl comes around with a card and says, what would you like to drink? When I say Diet Coke, do you know what I mean? I mean one can right here, 12 ounces of Diet Coke. I don't mean take a glass,
a little plastic cup,
right, put 8 ice cubes in it, and give me one sip of Diet Coke.
You don't want that.
So that you can make one can last for 25 people.
Would be nice.
However, this morning on the flight, 10:30 departure time from National Airport, they announced, I think it's the first time we've heard this, a beer and wine.
Really?
Yeah. Free beer and wine.
Rob, did you have a beer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I am so...
No matter when you fly.
I'm so disappointed.
Huh. But they had... They do have...
Free beer and wine.
And here's what pissed me off. I'm sure if you said to the waitress, I'd like a free beer.
Right.
She wouldn't pull out a little glass and pour you 2 sips of beer.
Maitre d'.
She'd give you the whole can of beer.
You would hope.
So if I ask...
She'd give me the whole can of beer. Or her arm wouldn't leave my seat. Snap.
So if I ask for a Diet Coke, I want a can of Diet Coke. And listen, Delta.
How about a few more male flight attendants, okay?
It's not a sky deli, okay? Please. You give me a bagel in a bag.
Be careful what you say, because one airline is now training its flight attendants in the art of handcuffing people. Swiss Air says it had 502 cases of unruly passengers last year, nearly double the number from the year before. Smoking in the bathroom is usually the source of the trouble.
Now you're going to get people coming on the planes that want to be handcuffed.
Although the airline says it will try gentler measures. First, it wants its stews to know how to wrestle a guy to the ground and use plastic ties to render him harmless.
Mr. Martsky, we are going to have to handcuff you unless you can control yourself.
Hey, it was a compliment. Jesus Christ.
The flight attendants are not as pleased about this as you might think. Their union chief says the practice is not recommended by police all over the world.
Excuse me, my name is Fez. I'm unruly, and I'd love to be handcuffed.
You're rude and rude.
Took a couple of months, but sales of the Ford Explorer have fallen off as a result of the Firestone recall.
Really?
Yes. Explorer sales...
Hello. Hello, this is Jacques Nesta.
Hello, I'm Jack Nasser. I'm the former CEO of Ford, and now I'm driving a Subaru Outback.
Explorer sales were down 16% last month. In fact, sales of all Ford vehicles were down. Ford says it's partly because buyers are waiting for the 2002 models.
Sure.
But Ford admits the Firestone recall.
How could they be waiting for the 2002 models when the 2001 models are just about to come out?
Because they're lying.
That was the statement. Who's been sleeping in your bed?
Do you know the good news? You buy an Explorer now, you get a free fire extinguisher with it.
Well, that's handy. You can use that.
Standard equipment.
Who's been sleeping in your bed? Officials in New York say 23 of the 31 stores they checked were selling old, used mattresses in new quilted covers.
Oh, that is gross.
With the TV cameras on, consumer officials cut open what appeared to be a new mattress and uncovered dirt and yellow stains.
Ew! They need the old black light.
It's not illegal to sell used mattresses in New York, but they have to be labeled as used. These mattresses were labeled as new and were being sold mostly in lower-income neighborhoods.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
The stores in question are now being fined tens of thousands of dollars.
Got to do this, Buzz. Yeah. We'll be back with more news and more comment right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.